We've got Germany-French final. Someone who's just arrived who's given me some really strange looks for saying that is Mr. John Holmes, whose tan still hasn't faded. Rather,
no, I heard you were discussing the fact that it might be a fake tan earlier.
There might have been words about that.
Yeah. No.
This is your issue today. You're going to be in a sulk about this.
No. I'm just telling you right now that it's not a fake tan.
John Holmes.
That is a week of sunshine.
He's all real and it's all over.
I don't fake it.
How do you think we're going to do in the...
I find it very hard to get excited about it, to be honest.
Really?
Just literally not interested. Yeah. I'm not interested in football at all, but I suppose when it becomes the Euro thing and then the World Cup, whatever, I get slightly more interested.
I'm much more interested in England than I'm in any team, I have to say. A very girl thing. I know there are men talking now, go, oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. But they're not, because they're all listening to Talk Sport. Why would they listen to this? If you're interested in the Euros, why are you listening to this? You'd be listening to Talk Sport, wouldn't you?
Why are you listening to us talk about your tan?
Exactly.
He's not talking about your cardigans anymore.
Cardigan.
This is the seasonal effects of talk radio, going on from cardigans to tans. No, but this is the interesting thing about these big tournaments. And look, it's the same with the Olympics, isn't it? We suddenly, every 4 years, get really excited about gymnastics.
Crushing disappointment.
We do pretty well, thank you very much.
Not
in the football. No, but that's the thing. But we do get... But it is something. It's rallying around. And do you know what I like about it? It's when you're allowed to show the England flag and people don't think you're a member of the BNP.
That's true. You can hang it wherever you like, frankly.
My old job, actually, I used to have a Scottish boss a job a while back, and I used to always hang my England flag just above his desk. Go, oh, there's just nowhere else to put it. Sorry about that, mate.
Just nail it to the wall.
Sorry about that. Yeah. It just didn't work. But Scotland are in, all the home nations are in this time round. So
I wouldn't even know that. I don't know anything.
How can you get by as a boy and not know that?
I don't need to know these things. I'm just literally not interested. I couldn't name you one of the players in the side.
Harry Kane? Wayne Rooney?
Okay, well, I've heard of Wayne Rooney, but only because he slept with a grandma prostitute.
But to be fair, that is the most important fact about him.
But other than that, not so much. Teddy Sheringham, is he one?
No, I think he's left a little while ago. Just a little while ago. Hopeless. Okay. Other than not talking about the football, what is coming up on John Holmes' show this afternoon?
You know, we will be talking about things and stuff.
Just stuff today.
Things. Professor, it's Friday, of course. We'll have live music. Professor Stephen Hawking will join us to tell us another joke. Con will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building and condescending.
How is that going there? Because he keeps bumping into very senior management while he's doing that.
Yes, it's quite awkward, it seems, and he just has to carry on doing it as per instruction, and he stands there in the lift with senior management reading out haters' texts and tweets at them and recording it.
I mean, we the presenters send them enough, don't we?
Well, yeah. It's not just to him, it's to us in general. It's fine. I think he sends most of them in himself anyway. anyway, that'll be happening. There will be a work experience punditry films today, reviewed by a man we don't have to pay.
That's the best kind.
Absolutely. Oh, and of course, Paul Rossmaster today.
Who's taking?
I think it's going to be Ben Out of the Sport taking part in his knowledge of Paul.
No
Ross.
One is going to ever beat my incredible score of some points.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm on the leaderboard. This is like Top Gear leaderboard.
You're at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played, as well. So, but Ben's taking his chances today. That's going to be fun.
Well, we shall see. And you've got, of course, your trendy types with the ginger hair and the beards and the.
Depends on your loose definition of the word trendy, but the ginger producer Dave is here.
I'm 48. Everyone looks trendy to me.
Wearing a cardigan today.
I'm wearing a cardigan because Paul Ross keeps leaving the studio so cold in the morning.
I knew I'd rub off on you.
Well, that's the fake tan coming off, isn't it? John Holmes coming up at 1 o'clock. He'll be with you to take you through the afternoon. It is Friday. It may not be sunny, but it is Friday. And for everyone apart from John, there is a lot of football to be looking forward to. So let's enjoy it. Come on, England. I know it's not going to happen.
They can't hear. You're not listening to this.
What do you mean they're not? Of course they are. We can but dream. End all those years of hurt. I'll be back with you on Monday at 10 o'clock after a great 12-0 victory to England. It's not going to happen.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Arnold Clark's 5D giveaway is now on. Choose from over 15,000 cars. Because for 5 days only, when you buy a car, you'll get 2 years free servicing. That's 2 years worry-free motoring, saving you up to £400.
Not, not, not an aura.
Clark's 5-day giveaway. On now till the 13th of June. Find your nearest branch at arnoldclark.com. Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
With a huge choice of new tyres, BlackCircles.com are making Britain's drivers happier. Listen to the following evidence.
Where'd you learn to drive, you
whippersnapper?
Get yourself to
blackcircles.com.
And then you can
have the chance to win 100,000 Tesco Club Card points.
You absolute
rapscallion. So, Britain, there you have it. Go to blackcircles.com to click, fit, and save.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends 17th of June. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 1 o'clock, Friday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes with you till 4 o'clock. And look, Victoria's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a service celebrates the Queen's devotion at 90. The partner of the EastEnders actress Cyan Blake admits her murder. And no more owls in the Harry Potter play.
Talk Radio.
The Archbishop of Canterbury has praised the Queen's dedication and service to the nation. A national service of thanksgiving's been held at St Paul's Cathedral as part of a weekend of celebrations to mark the monarch's 90th birthday. Ingrid Seward from Majesty Magazine has told Talk Radio today is particularly significant.
It's probably the largest gathering of the British royal family that we will see for some time. And they're all coming to pay their respects to the Queen. And it's also Prince Philip's 95th birthday today. So it's got a sort of, it's a double whammy.
There's been a 21-gun salute in Hyde Park, while tomorrow they'll be trooping the colour ahead of a huge street party in the Mall on Sunday. The sister of former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake says her family is relieved after her part admitted killing her and their two young children. 49-year-old Arthur Simpson Kent pleaded guilty to murdering them at their London home before his arrest in Ghana. The manager of a bar in Marseille says he thinks French police overreacted when England fans clashed with locals overnight.
I tried to talk to the police, asked for the English police spotters, didn't want to know, just started shoving everyone. Everyone's had a drink. What do you expect when French lads are taunting you?
That's John Houlihan speaking after two people arrested and officers used tear gas to stop the trouble. The FA has released a statement condemning it and saying it will work with authorities to identify those involved. A new report has found half of investigations into stillbirths and neonatal deaths are inadequate. It's calling on hospitals to learn from potentially avoidable deaths or serious injuries to babies during labour. Andrew Stanton has told Talk Radio there was no investigation when his daughter died.
We were due to be induced on the Friday. And there were no beds. Come back on the Monday. It came in on the Monday as planned, and they couldn't find the heartbeat. So Grace had died. They reckon 24 hours before she was born, and she was born 24 hours after we arrived in the hospital.
The former right-hand man of the IAAF, President Lord Coe, has been accused of taking a bribe to cover up doping committed by Russian athletes. The allegations against Nick Davies come from the Ethics Board of World Athletics governing body itself. His wife, Jane Bolter Davies, and the boss of the IAAF Medical Department, Pierre-Yves Garnier, have also been provisionally suspended. And live owls are no longer going to be used in the new Harry Potter play. It's after one of the birds escaped into the auditorium during Tuesday's first show. Previews of the two-part play Harry Potter and the Cursed Child began this week in London.
That's just PR,
John,
isn't it though? What's the second half of that story there?
A bird escaped,
yeah,
during the play.
The second half,
I was saying what it was called.
No, the bit when it opens, what
Say that again.
The bit about when the plague opens.
So it start the previews of it started this week.
Yeah, that's right. And that story has clearly been leaked by their PR company. You know, masquerading as news, and you've fallen into their trap.
Well, imagine what could have happened with an owl, which is technically, I think, a bird of prey, loose not in an auditorium.
Yesterday you came here with your stories of seagulls falling in curry. Today it's owls. Have you gone bird mental? Is that what's happened?
I don't think you can say that. I think mental is an offensive word in this context.
No, it isn't.
According to an email we got sent, it is.
What email was that? I didn't get it.
Well, maybe you should have done.
What email?
There's an email about all the offensive words.
Where's the email? I haven't seen the email.
I had it. You should have had it.
Offensive words, offensive birds.
Mm-hmm.
What? Have you got the email, Cornelius, about the offensive words?
No, what is it?
I don't know.
I've got the email, mate.
Producer Dave's got the email.
Yeah, do you want it?
Have you got it there?
Yeah. Have you read it?
No, we'll read it in a minute.
What are some of the words?
You probably shouldn't say them on air because that's the whole point of
the
email.
I'll print it out and bring it in.
Okay, fine.
Can you say one of the words now?
No.
Well,
John just did.
Yeah, I just did, apparently. That's why I found out about the email.
Which one?
Mental.
Stop it.
I know it is. Which one?
It's 1:05.
Can I do the weather?
Oh, yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Do the bloody weather. Is that allowed?
John!
What? I'm just asking.
The weather, quite cloudy with some sunshine in the south and east of the UK. A bit of rain is possible for the north and southwest of England and Northern Ireland. Highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks very much. Here's Ben with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yeah, Good afternoon. It appears that Jamie Vardy's name will be missing from England's starting lineup for tomorrow's Euro 2016 opener against Russia. Rumours suggest he'll be on the bench with captain Wayne Rooney behind Harry Kane. Adam Lallana is also expected to start in the side. Meanwhile, an Arsenal club legend has told TalkSport Jamie Vardy's on-off move to London may well be off for good. It's our very own Ray Parlour.
I was at the Arsenal the other day and there was big reports that the cameramen and the digital people there at Arsenal had to get down to the training ground. So it looked like it was going to happen. Medical being done. But suddenly it was a U-turn and Jamie Vardy just thought about it.
Carl Lafferty played a full part in Northern Ireland training this morning for the first time since being given an injury scare earlier in the week. They play Poland in the Euros on Sunday. Hosts France open the tournament live and in full over on TalkSport against Romania this evening. Finally, on day two of the third and final Investec test with Sri Lanka, England had moved on to 377 for 7 a short time ago with lunch approaching. That's your latest sports news. Powered by TalkSport.
I'm going to report Ben for that. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Dream heart racing, breathtaking, life-changing wealth. Think wine cellar, butler, personal chef. This Friday's Euro Millions jackpot is £65 million. Plus, there's one guaranteed UK millionaire in every draw. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot, games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello there and good afternoon and welcome. You have found us. Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's so exclusive that it will be just you. We walk amongst the despaired and the damned. That's not, to be clear, a washing machine made of glass. Tell me there's toad in the hole. The Queen's blow-offs smell bad. What else have you got?
Bangers and mash.
Probably join a Swarovski tribute band.
To listen to Hate.
They was married, now they isn't.
Everybody's talking about the pensioner rave market.
He was very insistent that we didn't use that term.
Podcast separate.
In your cell. The grounds of Buckingham Palace. They simply climb over the wall. I am a robot from the future. And this is Talk Radio then. Let's call it a one-till foursome.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, I will twist the very fabric of nature.
Oh, good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to your Friday. Count it, Friday between 1 and 4 on Talk Radio. Talk Radio sort of programme, like the broadcasting equivalent, if you like, of Eddie Izzard's hat on Question Time, in that it's stupid, it's broadly regarded as ridiculous by an overwhelming consensus, and it's ill-advised at best. Here we are then, on the radio again, and just ahead of the Euro 2016s, we've extra security in place on the programme today. It's all around the show this afternoon. Bars and pubs will not be allowed to show this show on big screens. Now, that's partly due to terror fears, but mainly due to the fact that the studio cameras still don't work 3 months in. There's also no swimming allowed near the programme while it's on in case of an attack from the water. And if you are listening to the show, you must gather in specially designated fan zones, which, being this show, are very small areas. And by small areas, I mean there aren't any areas. So, safety announcement, that's that taken care of. So why don't we have a look at a see of what, to coin a footballing term, is dribbling out of your radio between now and Sam Delaney. Well, of course, headline hijack is very much, you're right, Victoria, it's Friday, it's Yasmin Khan, isn't it? It's not even Sam Delaney, well done. Well, headline hijack's on the way, of course, as we invite you to stick something anomalous in the news at 2 o'clock. A made-up news story into the otherwise factual bulletin, please, and we'd like you to make it up. Think of it as a sort of fictional seagull that's fallen into a vat of news curry. It's as if Victoria, off of the news, had opened her mouth and a seagull had fallen into it. But it's a seagull, not the first time, seagull made of lies. I don't know what that means. Lies. Something. Make a news story up. That's the gist of it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere tonight. And
there'll be another inductee before the afternoon. In fact, before this hour is out, into the Lonely Lunch Club. If you are eating lunch alone, if you are a lonely what lunch, then allow us to join you as your friend. And you set the idle chit-chat agenda. We can pretty much hold our own with whatever small talk areas you require. Be lonely no longer as we induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's an email if you'd like to get involved. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry as well, as Barry Not Norman is back to point us at the weekend's film releases. There's the news in haikus. What the people think. Today we've been out onto the streets to see what the people think. Do the people think? What do they think today?
Hotels or
Peanuts. That's right. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. Professor Stephen Hawking joins us to tell us a joke. A boy child called Con goes into the lift here at Talk Radio and reads out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we like to call condescending. We've live music because we drag another Friday busker in off the streets and lose the money by having them play in here. There's another edition of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster, and of course, it's Talk Radio Some Request Friday, your chance to request speeches and talks in lieu of music because we're a talk station. Maybe it's your sister's birthday and she'd like to hear Dwight Eisenhower's Atoms for Peace speech to the UN General Assembly in 1963. Whatever speech or talk you'd like to hear for yourself, for somebody, for an anniversary, for a birthday, whatever, get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody you like.
Ginger Davis producing.
Yep.
Ass broadcast is through the glass.
Yay.
Chloe is buttons. Is not in panto, Chloe, in the control room. Victoria is weary with news.
I'm not weary.
Paid
in perky.
Cornelius has
sing
happy birthday to the Queen again. Yes, because the selfish cow has two birthdays, doesn't she? So, but what we're going to do is sing it in German, which is her original language.
Is it? Zum Geburtstag viel Glück. Zum Geburtstag viel Glück. Zum Geburtstag, liebe Elizabeth. Zum Geburtstag viel Glück.
Two birthdays, because she's greedy. She's got castles, she's got palaces, and a nice selection of hats, and still, she's not satisfied. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon, just coming up at 1:15. I'm John Holmes. Oh, let's start with some music. of Ugly Kid Joe. I hate everything about you. You're listening to it on Talk Radio throughout the UK. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And, well, you know, as you'd expect, there's a reason I'm playing Ugly Kid Joe on the radio. And I expect someone in here and will now contractually ask me why I'm playing Ugly Kid Joe's I Hate Everything About You on the radio.
You're going to be me. Can I do it in football chant because of the Euros?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why, John? Why, John? Why are you playing this song?
Well, I'll tell you. The reason I'm playing this song is because I hate everything about you.
Oh.
There.
This is the song me and John play before you get into the office every day.
Yeah.
Just anticipate.
And look at a picture of you.
Yeah, as you're walking up the stairs.
Yeah. Well, I get into the office before you guys, so...
That's what you think.
No, he does. He has to.
No, he has to.
Getting at eight.
Good. Anyway, no, the reason I'm actually playing it is not because I hate everything about you.
Oh, yes.
That's just a coincidence.
Oh.
But the reason I'm actually playing it is because it's by a band called Ugly Kid Joe. So I was playing it because I imagine you were a very ugly kid, weren't you, Cornelius?
No, why would you imagine that?
Well, because you're an ugly boy child now, so it makes sense. This is because of the big story, of course. The big story that everybody is talking about is this headline. Would you discriminate against an ugly baby? This is from the Daily Mail today. Adults favour cuter children while fewer attractive infants face being left out. This is experiments showing that adults give toys to cute babies over ugly ones. Would you discriminate against an ugly baby? That is the question we're asking this afternoon. It's the big story because, of course, you know, it is an issue, isn't it? There is discrimination against ugly babies. You often hear stories, don't you, about babies, ugly babies, being targeted, being stopped in the street by the police over pretty babies, and their prams are searched, and the figures show that ugly babies are stopped more often. Is this right? That's the question we're asking. Is it ethically right to discriminate against these ugly children? I mean, ugly baby on ugly baby crime rates are high, but is that just a coincidence? There are more ugly babies in prison than nice babies.
Really?
These are the facts. But are we right to discriminate against them? That's the question we're asking. So we're going to need a guest to discuss it on the telephone. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yep.
We're going to need a guest to discuss ugly babies because of the news that's in the news.
Really?
Yes. Could you get me...
The guy that did the study?
Mm.
That'd be good.
If you like. Whatever. Well, I mean, you've got 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
Dave's mum.
Your mum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either Dave or Con's mum. That's fine. Okay, we'll do it next. We're discussing ugly babies. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Fridays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Debbie?
Hi, James. I'm planning a birthday barbecue for my husband and his friends, but I don't want to be doing lots of options for everyone. Is there anything different I can try?
Debbie, it's got to be sticky sausages.
Great.
Put some beer, mustard and honey into a pan, bring it to the boil and simmer for 10 minutes. Then just put some Asda extra special sausages on the barbie and then coat them in the glaze. Trust me, they'll go down a treat.
Brilliant. I could forget the birthday cake then.
And if you want to try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Blue Circle Master Creek, 25 kilograms, just £3.94 a bag. Always everyday low prices at Trade Point. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Beer, mustard, honey, if that's not got your taste buds going, I don't know what will. Well, the sticky sausages aren't just for Debbie, they're for you too, because Asda's extra special chipolata sausages are just £1.75. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as a full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. Chipolatas 375 grams.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Bristol for the northbound side of the M5, one lane closed due to an accident at junction 17 for Cribbs Causeway. It queues back towards junction 19 for Portishead at the A369. To Cheshire, southbound side of the M6 queuing, one lane closed due to a breakdown between 20 at Lym Interchange and 19 for Knutsford at the A556. And finally, to Greater Manchester, anti-clockwise side of the M60, one lane closed due to a breakdown between junction 26 of Stockport East and 25 for the A560, queues to Stockport Pyramid. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm going to be specific and say it's a Friday one. If you'd like to react to the show, or if you've got a reaction in general, we'll take any reactions. Then you can react in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you're reacting via a telephone, or you can react via Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message any word you like. You
probably react via Facebook.
Facebook.com.
But we never look at it. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle.
Yes.
Oh, it was beautiful, magical. That's coming from the Logical song. And I think it's bad news for the English game has come in from that bit I took out of Three Lions.
And we're talking about ugly babies. It's a big story, of course. This is the story that ugly babies are being discriminated against because adults favour cuter children, while fewer attractive infants are left out. Experiments have shown that adults give toys to cute babies, but not ugly ones. Nonsense. Anyway, so on the phone now, because this is obviously a bigger issue because of the discrimination that there is against ugly babies, and as we've been talking about, police figures, and this is from a Freedom of Information Act, police stop ugly babies on the streets and search their prams far more often than they do with attractive babies. Ugly baby on ugly baby crime rates are high. There are more ugly babies in prison than nice babies. On the line then is a man, he's a beauty expert. His name's Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. You?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good. How can we make an ugly baby look nice?
What a story. I'm not sure about you, but I can't bear scrolling through Facebook or Instagram at the moment and seeing people with ugly babies saying how cute they are. And I just think, in this day and age, you know, a bit of eyeshadow, a bit of lippy won't go amiss.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, let's leave the ethics aside, but plastic surgery on babies?
Well, I think it's a bit too far. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
You don't want babies going, you know, being pushed along in prams. You look in, you suddenly have the shock of your life because one looks like Joan Rivers, do you? You don't really want that.
Well, she's not a good example, is she? Let's use a good example of plastics. Oh, there isn't one. All right, fine. Well, look, if you took a baby and put the lips of Angelina Jolie on it, right, yeah. The hair of Jennifer Aniston, the cheeks yeah. of baby Prince George, which everyone likes, and maybe the breasts of Jordan. I mean, would you not glance in a pram and find that a better sight than an ugly one?
I think I'd probably faint with disgust if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've got a lot of friends who have a lot of babies, and I've got to say, most of my friends have produced cute babies.
Yeah, but would say that, wouldn't you?
No, I was just about to say, there are a few that... Yeah. I'm not so cute, but yeah. I would never go extreme and say have plastic surgery. And also, I want to know, who's done this report? Who has put this report together?
Reporters.
It's an odd one.
Reporters have.
Reporters.
Yes. So, look, what do you make of this, right? Because, obviously, in... there are trials in Sweden now, as I'm sure you're aware, where they have segregated nurseries. They put ugly babies in one nursery and attractive babies in another. Ugly babies are not allowed to play with toy buses. They get their own buses. And that's shocking, isn't it, in this day and age?
Oh, it's very shocking. I mean, he wants...
I mean, cast your mind back. It used to be acceptable, I suppose, in the 1970s, you know, ugly baby discrimination. You know, it was acceptable back then, it seems, to complain if an ugly baby moved in next door. But it's not acceptable now, is it?
No, but also you can make your own babies now, can't you? You can actually design your own baby. So I think a baby's walking around with the lips of Angelina Jolie and the hair of Jennifer Aniston is quite likely.
Yeah, well, again...
I'd like one of them. Yeah. I'd like one of them.
I mean, if you could put these qualities on a baby, what would you choose, Simon? What bits of celebrities would you glue to a baby?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
You put me on the spot now.
Yeah.
Probably, I would say the lips of Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who is the supermodel.
I don't know what that is.
Sorry,
carry on.
I would do the hair of... the hair, maybe of Jennifer Aniston. She's got good hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And a dress from... Whose wardrobe will I like a baby's dress from? Let's go with Katy Perry.
Okay, whose nose would you glue on a baby?
Don't know. Who's got a good nose?
Don't know. You're the expert.
I'm not a nose expert.
Oh.
I just can't think of anyone with a good nose. Let's say Joan Rivers, for comedy's sake.
Fine. So it's got Joan Rivers'
there
nose.
We go.
Right, no, this is good. This is good. You remember this, I'm sure, Cornelius.
Yeah,
Back in the, you know, I mean, you don't remember it, but you've heard of it. Remember the what was it called? The Ugly Baby Show on the television, where nice babies would ugly up, wouldn't they? As ugly babies.
I got the box set.
And it was acceptable back then, wasn't it, to have nice babies dressed as ugly babies on the television?
I know.
It's been a variety show.
It's a different time back then.
Very different time. And of course,
I should bring that back.
Well, there's calls for it, I know, but I don't think it would be acceptable.
I think Chief Chegwin's involved.
Yeah, I mean, as part of the whole diversity thing. I mean, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber, who looks like an ugly baby, has called for more ugly babies in broadcasting, hasn't he? And he says there just aren't enough Uggs, as they're calling it, in broadcasting or anywhere else. And it is a problem in society. Do you think we just need more ugly babies to equal things up a bit, Simon?
I don't think it would hurt to have a few more ugly babies, I've got to be honest. Yeah, I think people should start designing their own ugly babies.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's a good thing.
Okay. Simon, thank you so much for that. Simon.
Thank you.
Sorry, you're welcome. Simon Glazin, he's a beauty expert, and you heard him say he would glue the nose of Joan Rivers, off the corpse of Joan Rivers, to the face of a baby. And he said that on the radio. And that's the big story, isn't it? It's do you discriminate against ugly babies? Do you mind that ugly babies are stopped more often on the streets by the police and their prams searched far more than attractive babies? Does that anger you? Does it annoy you? Then we do want to know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll take your reactions. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
There's been a 21-gun salute in Hyde Park and a national service of thanksgiving at St Paul's Cathedral to mark the Queen's 90th birthday. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, suggested Her Majesty had sustained the country through war and hardship, as well as through turmoil and change. Reverend David Ison is the Dean at St Paul's.
We as a country are saying thank you to the Queen for all her great service to us. But also the Queen is saying thank you for the gifts that she's received. So it's her saying thank you and us saying thank you to God for the gifts that we've been given in her.
The Duke of Edinburgh will also join the festivities as he celebrates his 95th birthday today. In the last half an hour, a zoo has been fined just over £250,000 after one of its keepers was killed by a tiger. 24-year-old Sarah McClay was mauled to death at the safari park in Cumbria in May 2013. South Lakes Safari Zoo admitted breaching health and safety guidelines on the day she died. The partner of a former EastEnders actress, Siam Blake, has admitted murdering her and their two children. Her sister says the family's relieved after Arthur Simpson Kent pleaded guilty in court this morning. Davina McCall is among a number of well-known names to settle their phone hacking claims against Mirror Group newspapers. Her case is one of 21 resolved today after an article in 2007 called Davina's Stalker Terror, which the publisher admitted was a result of intercepting voicemails. The manager of a bar in Marseille says he thinks French police overreacted when England fans clashed with locals overnight. Two people were arrested and officers used tear gas to stop the trouble. And Kylie Minogue is going to cover the theme tune for the new Absolutely Fabulous film. The singer says she's a huge fan of the sitcom and is over the moon to be covering this Wheels on Fire, which was originally by Bob Dylan. The weather quite cloudy with some sunshine in the south and east of the UK. A bit of rain possible for the north and south west of England and Northern Ireland. Highs of 21 degrees. That's more in half an hour.
That's Victoria. She had the news. There'll be more in half an hour. In half an hour, the news will contain... What will it contain, Victoria?
A headline hijack.
That's right, a news lie, and we'd like you to supply it, please, to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme but get back to their desk or wherever and start listening at 2 o'clock. A made-up news story in the news. You can get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all right on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you like.
And we'll also, in the next half an hour, be meeting somebody who will be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're eating lunch alone, do get in touch. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon, and I am John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming in for the story about the discrimination on ugly babies. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Do you remember that Channel 4 sitcom called Ugly Baby that was on as
ugly
well?
Baby.
That's come in from... Yeah. I remember that Channel 4 sitcom called Ugly Betty. Yeah. Well, it's, and also, God, those baby pacifiers, they're so ugly, they suck.
Yes. This has come in as well. I'll just read it as it reads. John, we're in a recession. Plastic surgery may not be an option for babies, but masks are. Much cheaper alternative. Also, issue curfews to parents, reether. And then the text runs out.
Oh, that's a shame. It was doing really well.
And this one here says, hi, John. It's an SMS message. It's not a tweet. Hi, John. Why is Cass such a grump? Is it an act? From Beth. No, it isn't, Beth. It's Friday afternoon on Talk Radio and elsewhere, I doubtless imagine. But here on Talk Radio on Friday, it's Some Request Friday. Not All Request Friday. Legally, we're not allowed to call it that because Simon Mayo over on Radio 2 owns those words, because he has a lazy Friday where all he does is play songs that people have requested for birthdays and dedications, and perhaps they're driving away for the weekend and they just want to hear a song on the radio and Simon Mayo burbling in the gaps. However, here, being a talk radio station, we can't really do that. So we have some request Friday, for legal reasons, where we take some of your requests to play speeches and talks that you might want to hear because it's your birthday or you're going away for the weekend, and we will burble in the gaps. So it's speech requests. Anything you would like to hear that means something to you, to a loved one, why not, you know, you might have an earworm, you might have a speech earworm and you just can't get rid of it, but you think, oh, just... I'd like to hear that in full, John. What a great speech that is. For instance, as I said earlier, maybe it's your sister's birthday, and she's a very big fan of Dwight Eisenhower's Atoms for Peace speech to the United Nations General Assembly in 1963.
Speech.
Maybe that's
the
case.
I think it's overplayed, that speech.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I got bored of it, yeah.
No. It's an absolute anthem. This has come in. Hi, John. Good to have you back on the radio after your week away. Thanks. This is from Jane. Please, could you play the great... Oh, no, it's not Jane, it's Mike. Please, could you play the late, great orator, Muhammad Ali? I love it when he talks about switching the light off in his hotel and being in bed before it's dark. Although, thinking about it, John, most hotels have a light switch next to the bed, so that's not that impressive a trick. Anyway, on the anniversary of his funeral.
Yeah.
Let's hear some classic Cassius Clay.
Who knocks out everybody and no one can whoop him. That's when that little Cassius Clay from Louisville, Kentucky came up and stopped Sonny Liston, the man who annihilated Floyd Patterson twice. He was going to kill me. But he hit harder than George. His reach was longer than George. He's a better boxer than George. And I'm better now than I was when you saw that 22-year-old undeveloped kid running from Sonny Liston. I'm experienced now, professional. Jaw's been broke, been lost, knocked down a couple of times. Bad. Been chopping trees. I done something new for this fight. I done wrestled with an alligator. That's right. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalize a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Bad dude.
Bad. Fast. Last night, I cut the light off in my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
Incredible.
Fast.
Incredible.
And you, George Fullman, all of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
And for some requests Friday, that's especially for Mike, who wanted to hear that, the bit where Muhammad Ali talks about switching the light off in his hotel room and being in bed before it's dark. And that is especially for you, Mike. If you've got a speech request or a talk, maybe it's a TED talk, maybe it's a favourite speech, you'd like to hear it because you want to set yourself up for the weekend with a banger, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Muhammad Ali there. It's not that impressive, though, is it? Switching a light off, he's right. Just getting bed. Just like
getting
to bed
and then turn the switch off.
Muhammad Ali's not impressive anyway, is he? To be honest. Don't know what everyone's worried about. Fussed about it. By his own admission, he could only hit as hard as a bee. I can hit harder than a bee.
You sure?
I could probably hit it, given the opportunity. I could probably hit as hard as a dog.
Hit Dave.
And a dog could hit harder than a bee.
Like a small dog, or a bit like
a mid-sized
Great Dane,
mid-sized dog, like a cocker spaniel, a working cocker spaniel,
Labradoodle or something.
No, they can't hit. They're effeminate. I think it's I could hit as hard as a working cocker spaniel, whereas Muhammad Ali, by his own admission, could only hit as hard as a bee. So by that, I'm better than him. There. Right, it's Headline Hijack. If pushed, I could probably slap as hard as an ocelot.
Yeah, I think that's really fair, looking at you.
Yeah. Okay, so, made up news stories, please. There will be news at 2 o'clock. You'd expect it to be there, wouldn't you? Because, you know, it's 2 o'clock. It's where the news lives. We'd like you to have made up a made-up news story to go in it, please, to fool those who aren't listening to this bit but may well join us at 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. You can get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Dave's in Banbury. He's just simply said, news flash, zombie invasion in Banbury. Just texting that in.
Cheers, Dave.
Yeah, that's good. Now, that might not be a headline hijack.
No.
I mean, that it might just be
is
alerting.
Is that real news?
It might be.
Whoa.
I'm not clear. I'm not clear on that. Dave, do elaborate. What have you got? Give us an example. Give us an example. What else has come in?
Well, a headline that this came in from Michael yesterday. He said the Met Office has announced that this summer is set to feature the most weather since records began.
Yeah.
Initial forecasts show that the weather will be happening almost all of the time and that people should prepare for all three types of weather: wet, dry and wet dry.
Right. Any news on the weather, though?
What? Well, there's going to be loads of it.
No, but you said weather. I just wonder if there's any news on the weather.
What are you on about?
I don't know.
The weather.
You said...
Oh.
You said weather.
Oh, yeah. How silly of me. Sorry, guys. That must have been very confusing for everyone who had to listen to it. No, they wouldn't have understood what I was saying. And
then
you
said, there were three kinds of weather. No one understood that either.
No. Well...
All weather's free, mate.
Yeah, sorry everyone.
Good. Well, at least you've apologised, and that's the main thing. Right, Lonely Lunch Club as well. If you're lunching alone, we want to hear from you. Get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. We'll talk to someone lonely. What lunch next on Talk Radio?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Euro 2016, goal-scoring legends, red card villains and returning champions. 10bet, premium sports betting, over 22,000 live events every month, hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
5-0 levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3-metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only £4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends 17th of June. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Bristol for the northbound side of the M5, one lane closed due to an accident at junction 17 for Cripps Causeway. It queues back towards junction 19 for Portishead of the A369. To Cheshire, southbound side of the M6 queuing, one lane closed due to a breakdown between 20 at Lim Interchange and 19 for Knutsford at the A556. And finally, to Greater Manchester, anti-clockwise side of the M60, one lane closed due to a breakdown between junction 26 at Stockport East and 25 for the A560. Queues to Stockport Pyramid. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some of your reactions coming in this afternoon, as you'd expect. It's a talk radio station. That's what happens. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Start your message with the word jilly.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, lots coming in.
John
Barnes has said, you've got to hold and give, but do it at the right time. You can't be slow or fast, but you must get to the line. They'll always hit you and hurt you. Defend and attack. There's only one way to beat them, and that's get round the back. So catch me if you can, because I'm the England man. And what you're looking at is the master plan. We ain't no hooligans. This ain't no football song. Three lions on my chest. I know we can't go wrong singing for England.
England. They lost that year. have you really seen any of the news that's coming in? The news.
I wrapped the news just then.
Right. So the thing is about it, though, it's just like that rap there. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, John, I can't get my head around it.
No, neither could John Barnes, it seemed, but or his mouth. So let's simplify the news down, shall we? Shall we take the news and distill it? Very much distill it down to its basic component, which, of course, you know when you do that, is what you end up with, is a sort of smear of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables is how we make the news more simpler. It's the news in haikus.
Seagull found in Curry. Not news if you've ever dined at my local.
It's the news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Are you lunching alone? Are you a lonely what lunch? Then, well, despair no more, as we are here to help you by becoming, for a few minutes at least, your virtual friend and or colleague. The choice is very much yours, as is the subject for discussion. For this is the Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone for any reason, we invite you to come and become a member and come hither into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Get your name etched on the wall in with the sort of contents of a sandwich. Right. So this is someone on the telephone who's eating alone. Let's meet her. She's called Lou. Hello, Lou.
Hi, John.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm really busy, but I'm getting ready for my lunch.
Are you? But you're lunching alone, Lou. That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, every day.
Every day you lunch alone, do you?
Yeah.
Why? Is it because you're so busy?
Yeah, I just don't have time to stop and have a nice lunch break with my colleagues or friends.
Right, that's not good, is it, at all? So, well, I'm glad you've decided that to make an exception for us. But what do you do? What makes you so busy, Lou? What are you doing? So busy that you can't take a simple break?
I work in an office and we deal with media.
Right, I see. Now, I suppose that never stops, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's got harder with social media as well. You've just got to, keep churning it out.
Churning. What sort of media is there? Because you're right, there's social media, but what other sorts of media? List for me the media that there are.
You want me to list all of the media?
List the medias.
Yeah. There's TV. Yeah. Well, radio, obviously. You're on the radio.
Yeah, it's more of a platform.
Yeah, it's a type of media, though, isn't it?
Oh, this is good. It's getting an argument now. All right, good. Well, I mean, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wasn't much of an argument. Yeah, carry on. What else is there?
Websites,
yeah.
Internet?
Yeah, it's the same as that. It's the same as websites. What's your favourite out of all the medias?
I think the internet.
The internet, is it? Good. Good. Have you read it all yet? I mean, have you binged it? Because a lot of people binge the internet now, don't they?
I do go on it a lot, yeah. But I haven't seen it all. I think that's impossible, John.
No, not at all. I took a month. All you got to do is, if you just read the internet back to back, it's possible to binge
I did it all in a week, like a bank holiday weekend.
Exactly that.
first page, and then I couldn't stop.
And then you just carry on.
Yeah,
I'm only halfway through, so no spoilers.
In the end, no.
No, don't tell him.
Too cruel, isn't it?
It is really good. It is really good, though.
Facebook is a ghost.
Spoilt it.
I've spoiled the medias.
What's going on there? I can hear some groaning.
Yeah, really?
It sounds a bit weird.
Are you sure that's not happening down your end?
No, it's definitely down your end.
Are you on the internet, Lou?
Or are you on the loo? I don't know.
No, I'm at my desk.
Do you, I've never really spoken to anyone called Lou before, but I've always wondered this, when you're enjoying, let's say, loving Congress, Lou. I don't mean to get personal, but, you know, when you are, do you sometimes say, you're on the loo?
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know. It's just something I've always wondered.
You're
on the loo. I just say, right, I'm getting off the loo. I don't know.
Do you need to go to the loo?
Yeah. I've just wondered that.
I think that's a weird thing to say.
Okay, fine. We can talk about any topic that you like, Lou, in the Lonely Lunch Club. What is there anything you'd like to talk about?
Short men.
Short men?
Oh, who's going to talk about that?
Hang on, let's have a look around the room and just work out who's best to... What specifically about short men?
Why are they so angry?
Why are short men so angry? Right,
calm down, John.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that there's any evidence to back that up. Is there, Lou? Is there?
Well, I listen to your show every day.
Yes.
When you're here.
Yes.
And I know that you're not very tall.
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm angry, Lou.
Well, I think it sounds like you are, actually, by the way that you speak to, like, people.
Right. I'm not.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're getting angry now.
Yeah,
calm down, John.
Yeah. I just had a genuine query.
Yeah. No, I'm not angry, Lou. No, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll
be honest with you, I'm getting a bit irritated. I don't like the way this conversation's going, but, you know.
John, it's all right. Just breathe heavily. That's it. Are you right now?
What are you having for lunch, Lou? Is it some hate in a pie?
Oh.
What?
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup. Why, what?
It's a classic.
He's really angry still.
Is that why?
Okay, give me some evidence. Give me some evidence from history of short, angry men.
Well,
Goebbels.
How tall was Raoul Moat?
Pardon?
How tall was Raoul Moat?
I didn't even hear what you said then.
How tall was Raoul Moat?
I don't know.
And
let's
Tommy Robinson. He's not very tall, and he's quite angry.
Who?
Tommy Robinson.
Who's he?
Top of the EDL or one of them ones.
Oh, him!
He's not part of it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tommy, yeah. We're just Googling how tall is Raoul Moat.
Obviously, I haven't got that bit of the internet yet, have you, Lou?
Yeah, yeah. You should know that, Dad, because you binged the whole thing.
I know. It's hard to take in all the, you know, storylines and...
Yeah. All right. Okay. Keep going.
Well, I just thought I'd give a couple of examples.
Yeah. Well... You can go off people, Lou, can't you? It's,
The loo.
Yeah, I've gone off the... Yeah, you're right, Connie. I've gone off the loo.
Can you find out how tall Raoul Moat was? Does anyone know?
I can't find it. It's difficult.
Have you not getting
it anywhere?
I mean, to be fair, it's not the first place you go when you think of Raoul Moat, is it?
No.
How high did Gazza have to hold that chicken... fishing rod with chicken on the end for Raoul Moat to eat it? Did he hold that low or high? Because that would give us an indication.
That's an even more niche Google search, isn't it? How high did Gazza
have to hold Raoul Moat's chicken-loaded fishing rod?
Chicken-loaded fishing rod.
There you go. Anything?
No.
I'm going to say, Lou. I'm going to say, Lou. I'm not surprised that you are lunching alone.
That's not very nice.
No.
You know, you said you could go off some people. I think that feeling's mutual.
Yeah.
Oh. This is one of the most passive-aggressive lonely lunch callers we've ever had.
Yeah. I think Lou's a bit weird. Lou, thank you for calling in for the lonely.
Can we go now?
Yes, okay. Lonely Lunch Club. That's Lou. And she was eating tomato soup alone because she hates short people, which makes her a racist. If you'd like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then please do. Come on in. We can chit about this and chat about that, about whatever subject you fancy. We'll be your virtual friend. Not so much a friend there, Louise. Not so much. Virtual friend and colleague. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. Now, though, we must defer to the news, because shortly there will be it, and within it there'll be a made-up news story, a news lie, if you will, or even if you won't. It's Headline Hijack, very much on the way. The lines are still open for you to make a news story up. Slip it in to the news. The news, obviously full of truths, but not at 2 o'clock on Talk Radio in the weekday afternoons, it isn't. It's got a lie in it. But it needs to sound faintly plausible, of course. 8 7 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you'd like to feed us that made a new story for today's Headline Hijack, let's look at some of the ones that have been coming in. Cornelius has one.
This has come from Mark, who says ISIS have released another video online. This time they've announced that they are going to bid to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. ISIL Secretary of State Mohammed Akhtar has said that he believes the games could leave a great sporting legacy for the nation.
Glastonbury have announced that should England progress to the semi-finals of the Euro Championship, they will postpone the Saturday of the festival and move all the acts back by one day. Emily Eves has agreed personally with all the artists performing to keep the following day free to allow them to play the day after, so that the acts and festival goers alike can enjoy the football.
That'd be good. They should do that.
Yep. It's not likely that they'll get to the semi-finals, is it?
But,
I say that.
Where's your spirit? Where's your spirit of the nation, John? Bat the boys. Come on, England. That's what I'm saying.
What's wrong with you?
Great.
You have some spirit.
Greenpeace have carried out a protest against the pollution levels in London by climbing up Boris Johnson. One activist climbed up to the top of the philandering MP and placed a hat that emitted faux smoke from atop the politician's head. If you've got a made-up news story, then get it on the list. By all means, do. 8 7 2 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Why are you saying it like that?
Irish.
All right. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start messages up.
Okay. We need a winner, though. Producer Dave has a winner. He's got a name. Who's the name?
The name is Andy H.
Andy H.
Andy H.
Okay, and where does Andy H. live?
At Hull. So the H might be for Hull, or it might be the start of his surname.
Okay. Andy H., you've got your made-up news story in the news, which is next. And by the... we've just got some text coming in about short, angry people, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Napoleon.
Yes.
Really, that's true.
Good.
And then someone said, that was the best ever Lonely Lunch Club I've ever heard. That's Crumbs saying that on Twitter. And then someone says, angry short people, Joe Pencil. So what I've learned out of that is that the word pesky, as in the actor Joe Pesky... auto changes to pencil when typed. That's what I've learned. Right, still to come, work experience punditry Barry, not Norman, will be here with his film reviewing. There will be a game of Paul Ross Master. Somebody from the radio tested as to their knowledge of Paul Ross. Today, it's only Ben out of off of the sport who will be tested in a game of Paul Ross Master later on the programme. It's Talk Radio, Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and top chef Barry Vera as they demonstrate a fresh and flavoursome new recipe guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. Plus, answer a cookery question at talkradio.co.uk/competitions to win a hamper of Encona goodies. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
This European Championship with Sky Bet. Get a £3 free bet every time your team wins a match. So follow your heart. Or bet with your head. With Sky Bet, get a £3 free bet every time your team wins a match when you place £10 on them to win the Euros. For new and existing customers. Sky Bet. It's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and further T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. Exactly 2 o'clock, Talk Radio Friday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, tributes to Queen's devotion at 90. A zoo is fined after a keeper's death. And preparations are underway for Muhammad Ali's funeral.
Talk Radio.
A national service of thanksgiving has been held to mark the Queen's 90th birthday. The Archbishop of Canterbury praised her dedication and service to the nation at St Paul's Cathedral. It marks the start of 3 days of celebrations, which will continue tomorrow with Trooping the Colour. It all overshadows the Duke of Edinburgh's 95th birthday, which is today, but his friend Martin Palmer says he won't mind.
Great thing about Philip is that he's not pompous. He'll just have a good time with his family and close friends, and carry on as usual.
Southlake Safari Zoo has been fined more than £250,000 after one of its keepers was mauled to death by a tiger. Sarah McClay was killed in 2013 when a door failed to close properly. Her relatives said in court that their lives had been changed forever. The partner of a former EastEnders actress has admitted murdering her and their two children. Cyan Blake disappeared with her sons in December before their bodies were found buried in their garden in East London. Euro 2016 organisers say they regret skirmishes in Marseille, which involved England fans overnight. French police used tear gas to bring disturbances under control while two people were arrested. Sky's Siobhan Robbins is in Marseille and has been talking to one England fan who was there last night.
He said they were outside when a group of, he claims, 20 to 30 French people with balaclavas came up, and then some fights broke out. He said the police were here, that tear gas was let off and everything was calmed down fairly quickly.
21 phone hacking claims have been settled against Mirror Group newspapers. It's not known how much has been paid out by the publisher, which has been made to apologise. TV presenter Davina McCall and actor Rhys Evans are among the cases resolved today. British pubs are expected to get a big boost this weekend. The British Beer and Pub Association estimates an extra 17 million pints will be sold tonight, tomorrow and on Sunday, thanks to the Euros and the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations. Pubs and bars can stay open for an extra hour tonight and tomorrow until 1 a.m. And Muhammad Ali's hometown of Louisville is preparing to give the boxing legend his final send-off. His coffin will be taken through the city so fans can pay their respects, and the ceremony will be broadcast around the world. Family friend Jerry Ellis says it's a great honour to be a pallbearer.
I can't tell you just exactly how emotional it's going to be. Tell me, but I know it's going to be one of those days that I'll remember for the rest of my life, because I get a chance to do something with someone I truly love, and it's going to be the last time I get to do it. I'll get to actually do something for the man.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Quite cloudy with some sunshine in the south and east of the UK. A bit of rain is possible for the north and southwest of England and Northern Ireland. Highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. That was... I wasn't really listening to us. So I don't know whether it's good or not. Did you pronounce everything correctly this time?
Well, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, fine. Has Ben got the sport?
Hopefully.
Okay, here's Ben with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Hi, good Ben. Afternoon. The waiting is almost over. Yeah. Euro 2016 gets underway tonight. Hosts France will open proceedings against Romania in Group A. What about England? Well, it's our understanding that Jamie Vardy's name will be missing from tomorrow's starting team sheet for the Group B opener against Russia. Rumours suggest he'll be on the bench with Wayne Rooney behind Harry Kane. One-time England striker Dean Ashton told TalkSport the captain can lead from the front tomorrow.
I'd really go and try and attack Russia with the team that they've got, and Rooney's a big part of that. I just think Rooney's the type of player that when you need a goal, I think he can produce something. It might be a free kick, it might be something special, it might be a little threaded ball that nobody else sees. I just think that he's got that quality still, and that's why I'd have him in the team.
Adam Lallana is also expected to start. Finally, cricket, and on day two of the third and final Investec test with Sri Lanka, England had moved on to 395 for 7 a short time ago. Johnny Bairstow, 158 not out. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And David Cameron has announced that any employers that allow workers to watch the England-Wales game on Thursday will have to pay off a one-off levy tax to compensate for the damage to the economy. Companies will have to pay £7 for every employee who takes the afternoon off to watch the football.
Thanks very much, Lou. It's 4 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, then, good afternoon. Friday afternoon, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it is. I am John Holmes. Now, don't forget, next week on Talk Radio, Julia Hartley Brewer is off, and the monster from the film Cloverfield will be sitting in for all week. The 25-story high quadrupedal flesh-eating creature will be discussing the issues of the day and chatting along with maintaining the ability to withstand any and all attacks that the military might throw at it. From 10 o'clock on Monday then, its guests will be consumed with an elongated external esophagus, its parasitic serrated jaw ending in a crustacean-like carapace coated with venom. To be honest, you're not going to notice any difference. So that's the monster from Cloverfield sitting in for Julia Hartley Brewer all next week on Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Work experience punditry. Just ahead of that, by the way, a lot of texts coming in about short, angry people. This is another example. Tattoo, out of off of Fantasy Island, was frequently agitated. If you remember Fantasy... Anyone?
No.
No.
Nope. Right, just me then. The plane, the plane. And what about this? This is a fair, isn't it? Yeah. Then again, on balance, writes the same person on the text. You've got Gandhi, short, absolute sweetheart. So
yeah,
there you go. Not all of them are cross.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of films, Gandhi was Gandhi was a film. Yes, originally a film, and then that man was based on him.
Made into
on
that,
it.
Yeah,
the
man
film,
adaptation.
The film that was made into the man. The man adapted from the film, Gandhi. Barry's here.
Hello.
Not Norman. No. With our Work Experience Punditry film review for a Friday. Looking forward to films you could see over the weekend. Work Experience Pundits. We don't have to pay them. That's why they're here. Barry, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Right, go on then.
What, should we start?
Why not?
We'll start off with The Nice Guys, which is the film with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
So, we're set in 1970s LA, and Ryan Gosling plays a guy called Holland, who is an unlucky, incompetent private investigator.
Yes.
And then you've...
Yes. Carry on.
And Russell Crowe...
I'll explain what just happened.
What just
there.
Happened then?
Cass was...
Ass broadcast
through the glass.
Yes.
Was trying to talk to me in my headphones.
Yes.
But what's obviously happened is she talked to both me and Barry.
You're right. And it threw Barry entirely.
Barry's sentence. he got Cass saying into his ears, John dresses like a 1970s detective.
I was just like, where was that coming from? Like,
did you just think that was a voice in your head, Barry?
Yeah.
The next thing it would have been, John dresses like a 1970s detective. Burn him. Voices in your head.
Short men are all angry.
Yeah. It was just angry goth Cass. Just being, not knowing how to use the equipment. Anyway.
Yeah.
Carry on, Barry.
Anyway. We've got Ryan Gosling playing that guy. And then Russell Crowe plays a guy called Jackson Healy, who's an enforcer. So basically, he's a guy who pays people... No, who gets people to pay him to beat people up.
Yes.
And so basically, somehow they meet together because Jackson, the guy who Russell Crowe plays, he's been set on the task to break Holland's arm, the guy who played Ryan Gosling's arm. So basically, Russell Crowe has to break Ryan Gosling's arm for some
reason.
That's
the plot of the film.
But that's a subplot, because the main plot is they have to work together because there's a missing girl called Amelia. So they have to work together somehow, and then you've got this kind of other...
Is there
plot.
A swan in it?
A what?
A swan.
A swan?
Yes.
Why would you say that?
Well, a swan can break a man's arm.
Unfortunately not.
But that would be the... That would, I mean, it'd be a shorter film, wouldn't it, if they, Russell Crowe just pushed Ryan Gosling towards a swan. And then his arm would have been broken, and then...
I mean, Russell Crowe does have the moves of a swan. He's very elegant in that sort of way, so...
Yeah. And the Queen owns Russell Crowe, doesn't she? Like, she owns all swans.
Basically.
Because he's Australian.
Yeah.
And the Queen owns all Australians.
That is true.
So...
That is true.
Have we got a clip?
We do have a clip.
Thank God for that, because I've no idea what you're talking about.
Neither do I.
This is a high-profile case. You've seen this girl? Her name's Amelia.
What's in it for me?
We can do this the easy way. We're currently doing it the easy way.
Where are you going?
I think this is going to work better if we split up.
Wow, that's really insensitive.
Amelia, run!
March! You're in the pool?
Yeah.
Why?
I had to question the mermaids. What were you doing while I was working?
Why do you think everyone involved in this case is dying?
Oh, that's a clip, or rather the trailer, for the film Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. I haven't seen this yet.
Okay.
But I'm a big fan of Shane Black's work, and he wrote and directed
it,
of course.
Yeah, definitely.
He wrote a film called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
So I've heard, yeah.
Which is similar territory to this, which was Robert Downey Jr.'s comeback film after he was in prison and got all the drug stuff. And the reason Shane Black ended up doing Iron Man 3 was because Robert Downey Jr. was paying back Shane Black's favour to get him back into Hollywood after he went through all that personal crap.
There you go.
So I'm a big fan of Shane Black's work. Is the dialogue snappy?
It is, and it's actually very funny, because even though it sounds like a bit of a serious film, somehow it does end up to be like kind of like an action comedy, like a buddy comedy.
Yeah.
They work really well together, Russell and Ryan. And actually what was the really surprising thing was I didn't realise how funny Ryan Gosling could be.
Yes.
Physically, there is a bit of slapstick thrown in there, but he can be really, really funny.
I have interviewed Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
I have to say, he wasn't very funny on that occasion.
Oh, no.
But that was my own fault, because it was... What film was it? I can't remember. Anyway, the first question I asked him was, why don't the critics like your film? And he took umbrage at that. So technically, it's my fault. But, you know, it was a valid question.
No, because whenever I've seen him interviewed, he always seems like a very serious guy.
Very intense.
Very intense.
I thought he was very intense. Yeah, didn't crack a smile.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas Russell Crowe, he can have a bit of a laugh sometimes in his
interviews. Well, he's not punching people, yes.
Well, exactly, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, they actually work really well together, and just the whole style of it, it's a bit film noir, just because of that there's a lot of twists and tales in the plot.
Well, Shane Black's very into that, because his first script was Lethal Weapon, I think, very early on. I think that was first script.
Yeah, yeah,
he
was
only about 23 when he wrote that. Mm. And that was obviously a buddy comedy, as it was. And then The Last Boy Scout, I think he wrote as well, didn't he? Which is very underrated, because that's an excellent film. That's got Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans.
Oh, okay.
That's full of... excellent dialogue.
Okay.
I haven't seen this yet, but I'm going to recommend it along with you.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Because, I mean, the dialogue is very snappy, it's very funny, and it's just a different twist, like your typical action.
I just don't get time to go to the cinema, Barry. That's the problem.
You got to.
I know. When am I going to do it? I'm here in the afternoons.
Go for like the weekend.
Yeah.
Whilst England aren't playing.
Stuff to do, haven't I? So I'd rather, you know, but I used to go in the afternoons back when I did a breakfast show, but now I can't do that. So I've got to be here.
Yep, no.
I know. The life I lead. Honestly. all right, good. Well, that's nice, guys. What's next?
Which is nice. Then you got Me Before You.
Oh,
which is very different. So that's based on the best-selling novel by Jojo Moyes. And it's about a girl called Lou, who's played by Emilia Clarke. And she's a bit of an aimless 26-year-old. She can't really find a job. She doesn't really know what she's doing. Well, she goes from job to job. And her latest job is working with a paralysed man's caregiver.
Yes.
So she's looking after him. And the guy is called Will, played by Sam Claflin.
Yes.
And he's wheelchair bound. He's been in an accident 2 years ago. And basically, it's just a really nice romantic story about those two. First, they're like, you know, she's taking care of him, but then suddenly it turns into romance.
Oh.
It's all very sweet and all very lovey dovey.
Is it?
It is.
Did you like it?
Okay, I say that. Those two make a really bad script good.
Yes.
They work really well together. Their performances are fab, especially Sam Claflin, because obviously he's in a wheelchair, so he can't do that much physically.
Yes.
So he's got to rely on basically his face
yes.
the entire time. So he does it really, really well. But the script, it's just very soppy and very lovey-dovey and very clichéd. Yeah.
They should have got Shane Black to write it.
Maybe. I don't know if they'd have to get guns thrown in there or some explosions.
Hey, any film could be improved with, in my opinion, a 60-foot-high, tall fighting robot. Right? But you name me any film that wouldn't be improved with that.
A guy in a wheelchair just suddenly turns into like a 60-foot robot.
Yes. Like a Transformer.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Right? So, but any film can be improved. Name me a film.
Titanic.
60-foot-high robot.
Bambi.
60-foot-high Gandhi-style robot. See, you can't argue that if the Titanic was Titanic with Celine Dion and all that music, but then out of the sea rises a 60-foot-high robot.
Yeah.
And it turns out all along the iceberg was the tip of its hat. Right? But that would be a better film, wouldn't it? Mm. If it lifted the ship and threw it. Similarly, Gandhi.
I said Bambi, but sure.
Tell me a film that couldn't be improved by having Gandhi in it.
Bambi.
That is the exception that proves the rule. Yeah, fair enough. You're right. Would have been a different sort of film, wouldn't it, though?
Bambi and Gandhi.
Oh.
That's a buddy movie.
Yeah.
Buddy
that's
movie.
Great.
That's like Turner and Hooch, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got Gandhi, but with his
trusty
sidekick.
Do you know what it's a bit like, John?
Dear.
It's a bit like the TV show BJ and the Bear.
Oh, God.
It is, isn't it? You're right, Dave. It is like that. But it's a sort of a human, an amiable human,
yeah.
who has an animal sidekick, like Turner and Hooch, as we said. And BJ and the Bear. And his best friend was Bear. And the funny thing, Barry, about BJ and the Bear is that Bear was a chimpanzee. And not a bear. It's BJ McKay, yeah, and his best friend Bear.
Stop it.
Early 80s.
I need to see this.
Saturday, are you not aware of it?
I'm never aware of it.
Right,
no.
So it starred Greg Evigan.
Right.
Right.
Classic.
As a trucker. Called BJ McKay.
Obviously.
And his best friend was a chimpanzee called Bear.
Oh my God.
And they used to drive round.
What a programme.
It was a programme.
John.
Yes, Cass.
Let's not talk about this.
Why?
Because we need to go to the ads.
Some things are more important.
No, I'm not listening to this again.
BJ McKay was a trucker, and his best friend was called Bear.
Yeah.
But the twist, Barry,
right,
was that it wasn't...
You won't believe this.
It's funny,
yeah,
right?
You won't believe this, honestly.
Because it wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee, Barry.
Who would he said?
It was amazing. What was the sheriff called?
Sheriff Lobo.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
But you don't think you understand.
Oh, it was BJ... I need a visual
BJ
for this.
McKay, right, was a trucker.
Right.
Right, and his best friend... Because the theme tune told us as much.
Yep.
It was BJ McKay and his best friend Bear, right? But it wasn't a it wasn't a bear, Barry.
I need a visual for this.
It was a chimpanzee, but its name, confusingly,
stop talking about BJ and the bear
was Bear, but it was a chimpanzee, Barry.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. He was a what?
Because he was a trucker. And he trucked around the country, and he had his best friend was a chimpanzee called Bear.
Yeah, but which is funny because you think Bear would be
a bear, but it's not Barry. It's a chimpanzee, and therein lied the twist.
Oh, it's all very confusing.
Happier times.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
With great deals on Yokohama tyres, blackcircles.com are making Britain's drivers happier. Direct your ears towards this genuine recording.
Didn't you see me, you
cheeky scam?
Take that car of yours and
go to blackcircles.com.
And then you can
have the chance to win 100,000 Tesco Club Card points.
What a total
nincompoop. So, Britain, get Yokohama tyres at blackcircles.com to click, fit, and save.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win 1 million euros. Sign up now at millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a euro millionaire. Visit millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only £18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, remains slow following an accident involving three vehicles at Junction 11 for Winchester South. All lanes are now open, but delays remain along that stretch. Worcestershire, Copcut, just south of Droitwich, the A38 completely blocked both ways due to an accident at the Worcester Road Junction. Police on scene there directing traffic. And finally, to West Yorkshire, the westbound side of the M62, one lane closed due to a breakdown between Junction 25 at Brighouse and Junction 24 for the A629 at Ainley Top. I'm Stephen Beach.
Hello, Louisa Clark. I'm Will Traynor.
Don't miss the number one film everyone's falling in love with. Me Before You is spellbinding.
You know something, Clark? You are pretty much the only thing that makes me want to get up in the morning.
Five stars.
I have become a whole new person because of you.
Starring Emilia Clarke and Sam Claflin.
You only get one life. Live it as fully as possible.
Me Before You in cinemas now. Certificate 12A.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The funniest thing about it, Barry, was that it was a chimpanzee, right? But its name was Bear, and it wasn't a bear.
Wow.
And that's the thing. And that was the clever, that's why we all tuned in week after week.
I still can't believe it.
I know. It wasn't even a bear.
No.
I mean, he didn't, to be clear, he didn't have a bear. He had a chimpanzee called Bear.
I've just got a small production note.
Yes.
So you know when Barry talked about Me Before You, the film?
Right.
About 9 minutes ago now, I think it was.
Maybe. Way before that, yeah.
Yeah, about 9 minutes ago, we stopped talking about
I said it would be improved with a fighting robot.
Yeah, and that's fine. I was just going to say, all I really wanted you to say about 9 minutes ago was,
yes.
Oh, we've got Sam Claflin on the show on Monday.
That's right. But I'd forgotten.
If we do it again, I'm just saying, if we do it again.
I'd forgotten that.
Rather than the 9 minutes about BJ and the Better.
Yeah.
We just say Sam Claflin's on the show on Monday.
Sam Claflin, the actor.
Do you want to do like the end of the Me Before You review? And then.
What, and then we just edit out all the stuff
about
just edit,
yeah, when it goes out on the radio, we'll
all
just
right,
edit that.
All right,
out.
You do your last sentence again, bro.
It's good.
Sam Claflin, the star of Me Before You, is joining us on the show here on Monday.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, wow. The actor Sam Claflin there.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Mm. He's called Sam. But he's not. But he's not a salmon. He's a human. He's a human man. But he's got the name that's short for salmon. So bloody weird. And bears eat salmon, don't they, Barry? So it's... What are you reviewing next?
Speaking of bears, we're going to talk about The Revenant.
Yes!
Oh, that is a good link.
That is right. Good. Got to give him that. That is good, isn't it? Is it a bear in The Revenant, or is it...
No, do you know the bear in The Revenant...
Is a chimpanzee.
Is played by the chimpanzee from BJ and the Bear. Yeah.
He's just in a bear suit.
Yeah, chimpanzee in a bear suit. Imagine that. Go on then, tell us about The Revenant.
So this is the DVD of the week, and obviously Leo won Best Actor at the Oscars for it. It won Best Director, Best Cinematography.
Best Bear.
And Best Bear as well. And it's about...
Apart from Bear, from BJ and the Bear, which is the best bear.
That won like Best Supporting Actor. Yeah. But so Leo won... Leo plays a guy called Hugh Glass, and he's part of a team of fur trappers in America. But then he meets a bear in the woods. He gets injured by him, and basically everybody else except Leo runs away from him. Yeah. And Leo's got to find his team of people.
Yes.
And he's got to go through the woods, and he's got to, you know, go through storms and winds and everything. Everything that the woods has to offer. Trees and branches and all sorts. And maybe more animals. Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
And he won a
Oscar. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen The Revenant.
It's...
Like I said, I don't have time to go to the cinema, annoys the hell out of me. However, but all reviews for this were good, weren't they? There was nothing about that.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Worthy Oscar winner.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Didn't win Best Picture, though, did it?
No, because I'm not surprised just because Spotlight, that won it. It was, you know, set in America and there was more about the press and that.
Yeah, that's right. Worthier
of that. But I mean, it is such an experience watching it, just because the cinematography and the way it was filmed, it was incredible.
Many say, and this is why I'm doubly annoyed about The Revenant, is that the way to watch it, that because of the cinematography we were just talking about, is you should only see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
So DVD,
I hope it does, but unless you've got like a big HD, maybe 3D TV, maybe not.
Like a 60-foot high television.
360-degree,
like
maybe.
Like a robot.
Yeah, like a robot.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but I mean, it is still amazing to watch.
Yeah.
And just the achievements of it technically and acting-wise. You know, Leo basically nearly died, probably, from this.
He nearly died?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't any, like, CGI. He didn't get a stunt double to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, going through, like... You know, rivers and, you know...
I've been through rivers.
No, but like proper, like, rapid rivers.
Proper rivers, you know.
Proper rivers and storms and stuff like that.
I've done that.
Have you done it in, like... Have you done it with, like, a rugged beard? I mean, he had to grow a beard. A really rugged beard.
It doesn't sound like the most dangerous of occupations.
For his hygiene, it might be. Okay. But,
Between John and I, we've grown a rugged beard and done all the river stuff.
His was, like, just, like... Out, no.
I haven't fought a bear.
And you haven't fought a bear, yeah.
Or
was it a chimpanzee?
One of the chimpanzees.
You don't know.
One of the chimpanzees at Twycross Zoo when I was a child, right, did throw its feces at me.
Right.
So technically, I have been through what Leo has.
Oh my gosh.
Feces.
Quick point of order.
Yeah.
What did he throw at you?
Feces.
What did you say before?
Feces. Feces.
What's the thing called where this is a...
Is it a female chimpanzee?
A game we like to play with John, because he can't pronounce some words, bizarrely. What's it called when there's like a human body but with no skin and flesh on it? Just the bones.
Skellington.
A Skellington.
Skellington.
Yeah.
Why can't you talk? It's your job.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's TV movie of the week?
TV movie of the week. If you're not watching the England game tomorrow, you can always watch Titanic. But unfortunately,
what did I say about that earlier?
It might have a robot, it might not. You have to watch it. But it's on Channel 4, 20 past 6 tomorrow. It's about a boat and love and all that.
If you don't know the story of Titanic, guys.
I know that one of the world's most historic events.
I mean, I don't want to give...
loss of life, the inhumanity.
I don't want to give...
It's
any...
about a boat and love and stuff.
I don't want to give away
the ending.
Spoilers.
Everybody knows the ending.
You never know.
It's Titanic.
You never know. You never know.
Barry! Thank you so much. Barry, not Norman, with his film review. We'll see you again next week, Barry.
See you later.
With more of the same. Well, similar. But just before you go,
Right.
So the thing about it was, right, it was a trucker.
Right.
Right? Played by Greg Evigan. And he was he drove a truck, but sitting next to him in the truck was his best friend.
Okay.
Called Bear.
Right.
But it wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee, but he was called Bear. And honestly, the hilarity.
I'm going to go watch it now.
Okay.
I will.
Good. Right, this is Talk Radio in the afternoon, and still to come a game of Paul Ross Master, where Ben out of Off of the Sport has his knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested. There will also be Professor Stephen Hawking here to tell us a joke. We'll go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. The big debate at 3 and the news in haikus. It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Hundreds of well-wishers have lined the streets around St Paul's Cathedral as celebrations get underway to mark the Queen's official 90th birthday. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, suggested Her Majesty had sustained the country through war and hardship, as well as through turmoil and change. London Mayor Sadiq Khan was there, says there are plenty of events this weekend to mark the occasion.
I'm fasting, but she's our Queen, and a happy birthday to the Queen. We'll be celebrating all weekend, street parties galore. We're having ours in Trafalgar Square this Sunday. Come along, food, fun, festivity. Even if you're fasting, enjoy the festivity and the fun. Hopefully the sun will shine as well.
A zoo where one of its keepers was killed by a tiger has been fined more than £250,000 for breaching health and safety. Sarah McClay was mauled to death when a door failed to close properly in 2013. Relatives of EastEnders actress Cyan Blake say they're relieved after her partner admitted killing her and their two sons. 49-year-old Arthur Simpson Kent, who was arrested after fleeing to Ghana, pleaded guilty to their murders at the Old Bailey. He'll be sentenced in October. More than 463,000 people registered to vote in the EU referendum during the extended window over Wednesday and Thursday. The deadline to apply to the electoral register was lengthened after the government's website crashed on Monday night. Despite the extension, 3,000 people were still on the site after the second midnight cut-off point. And preparations are underway in Muhammad Ali's hometown for his final send-off. The former heavyweight world champion will be laid to rest in Louisville in Kentucky later after a public interfaith ceremony. The weather quite cloudy with some sunshine in the south and east of the UK. A bit of rain possible for the north and southwest of England and Northern Ireland. Highs of 21 degrees.
Great.
With more in half an hour.
Great, Victoria. Thanks really loads. Right, so also, by the way, if you're a hater and you are going to hate, then your luck is in. For our feature Condescending coming very shortly. Cornelius, it means you need to leave and get in a lift. Cornelius Con,
yeah.
will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets as it descends downwards through the building. If you do hate the show, then you've still got a few moments to get included in that 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or the word hate. We'll do that. And don't forget, some request Friday.
Hooray!
If you've got a request for a speech or a talk and you'd like to hear it, maybe it's an earworm, maybe you want a banging speech to lead you into the weekend like a sort of talking anthem, then 87... Don't do it again. Just repeating the thing. Anyway, stuff and things coming up. Stuff and things.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon?
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not sure plugging into Paul Ross is advisable. Yeah. It's like a sort of full set human caterpillar. Centipede. Anyway, fine. Cornelius, some reactions coming
in. Yes, lots of reactions coming in. Skinner says, but I still see that tackle by Moore. And when Lineker scored, Bobby belting the ball and Nobby dancing. And email from HR says, dear Cornelius, please be aware that emailing the IT technicians and telling them that the Wi-Fi goes down as much as their mum will not be tolerated. And please consider this your first warning.
Okay, thank you very much for your reactions. If you've got one, do react it in this direction. 8722.
Start your message with the word
at all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, Cornelius, get out of the studio. Get thee to a liftery. Take the haters' texts and tweets with you. Condescending coming up very shortly. It's also Some Request Friday, so why don't we have a Some Request? This has come in from Julie. Hi, John and team. Loving the show today. I'm just listening to it. Sitting at home whilst contemplating the dangers of artificial intelligence taking over the world. Please would you play for me Emma Watson's he for she speech to the UN. Many thanks, Julie. Well, Julie, of course, that's a banger. So, especially for you, for this Friday, here it is. Emma Watson's he for she speech to the UN.
Your Excellencies, UN Secretary General, President of the General Assembly, Executive Director of UN Women, and distinguished guests. Today, we are launching a campaign called He for She. I am reaching out to you because we need your help. We want to end gender inequality. And to do this, we need everyone involved. This is the first campaign of its kind at the UN. We want to try and galvanize as many men and boys as possible to be advocates for change. And we don't just want to talk about it. We want to try and make sure that it's tangible. I was appointed as Goodwill Ambassador for UN Women 6 months ago. And the more I've spoken about feminism, the more I have realized that fighting for women's rights has too often become synonymous with man-hating. If there is one thing I know for certain, it is that this has to stop.
Boom. Emma Watson, Hermione, of course. That was her he for she speech to the UN. Play that especially for Julie as part of Some Request Friday. We can't use all Request Friday because Simon Mayo over on Radio 2 owns the copyright to that and plays, you know, music. But being a speech radio station, we'll take your speech and talk requests. And that one for Julie. If you've got a speech you'd like to hear, you know, maybe as an earworm, or maybe you've got one you like to talk along to, you know, all the words, and you want to just do that for a Friday, then get in touch by all means. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I think we've given him time. He should be there. Cornelius should be in the lift. Here at Talk Radio, it's going to go downwards through the building as he reads out the tweets from the haters. Because, oh yeah, the haters going to hate.
My haters going to hate, 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 hate.
So that's the premise. You send in the haters' text and the tweets to 87222. That's already on Twitter. And Cornelius just reads them out as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we like to call Condescending. He should be there now. The lift plays out other stations, of course. So is the station in the lift? Is it Talk Sport in the lift? What's Cornelius? Cornelius?
Hello, John.
Oh, there you are.
Hello, yes. Yeah. Hi, I'm here on the third floor.
Yes.
It's very busy up here, I think, because of the Euros and stuff.
Right.
But the lift is here, no one's in it. Right. This is what's on the radio.
You managed today, having left Bradford after 5 years in
Talk
charge.
Sport. Is it Talk Sport?
No, it's actually Virgin Radio. It's the sport on Virgin Radio.
Oh, got
confusing. Yeah. Right, oh, right, we're moving. I think someone's going to get in the lifts. Okay. You returning to Talk Radio is like the time my genital warts came back, and you are the same size as them. Thank you, Graham, who sent that in.
Graham, thanks.
What is this nonsense? This is amateur radio for the type of people who are amused by internet cat videos. Hey, Denny. Denny, the boss has just walked in. Yeah. Denny, we're doing condescending
Hi, Denny.
At the moment.
Good man.
Can you read the third one?
Why aren't you talking about the news?
Thanks. And the next one, this is a tweet we got in.
Rodney Fernandez, at Talk Radio, at John Holmes 1. What's it like filling in for a vegan?
Okay, cheers, Denny. See you later. Yeah, that's condescending. That's how it works. When they say dreams come true, I don't believe it because John Holmes returned from his holiday safely. Wait, you're back? I thought they'd just gotten rid of you. Bloody hell, I like that Jake fella too. Someone texted that, didn't he? Oh, hi,
probably
Uncle,
Jake.
Is he right?
Yeah,
come in. We're just reading out some texts we got into the show.
So exciting.
Can you read out this one for me here?
Depends how you spell it. Which one?
This one?
Depeche Mode's song, Enjoy the Silence, is about the nation switching off John Holmes when he's on the radio.
Excellent. Cheers, Ockles. Thanks. What you got there? It's just a box of Doritos. John, your jokes are weaker than my 3-year-old daughter. Denny's still in the lift, by the way, because it was going the wrong way. And that's it, John. I'm going to throw back... Oh, Denny, throw back to John.
Back to you, John.
Thanks, Denny! Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's Denny, the boss, in the lift with Cornelius.
I like that they didn't explain who Ockles is.
As he's reading out the text and tweets, Ockles is an engineer, one of the engineers who works here. Why was he holding a box of Doritos?
No idea.
Okay, fine. Good. So that's condescending live from the lift. If you've got a haters text or tweet, then do send it this way. You can do so by 8722.
Third message with the talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Same message. Any way you like.
Oh, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Adverts.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Come on, lads. Oh, God, better take this. Hello, hello. Oi, pipe down, you lot. I'm on a business call. Cheers. Hello?
With eReceptionist, all calls are answered and can be diverted to a colleague to suit your schedule. So with eReceptionist on your side, you'll never miss a business call. Or the game, for that matter. For a free 30-day trial, head to ereceptionist.co.uk. Usage conditions apply. Cancel any time within 30 days.
Come on!
It's a beautiful thing. When little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, remain slow following an accident involving three vehicles at junction 11 for Winchester South. All lanes are now open, but delays remain along that stretch. Worcestershire, Copcut, just south of Droitwich, the A38 completely blocked both ways due to an accident at the Worcester Road junction. Police on scene there directing traffic. And finally to West Yorkshire, the westbound side of the M62, one lane closed due to a breakdown between junction 25 for Brighouse and junction 24 for the A629 at Ainley Top. I'm Stephen Beach.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, good afternoon. Friday afternoon, just ahead of today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Cornelius has got some reactions that have been coming in. If you've got a reaction, do react it in this direction. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter. What's been coming in?
Lots coming in. This has come in from a flyer I found in the kitchen. It says, patterns of play provide a platform for football-inspired artists and designers to showcase and sell their artwork.
Thanks very much.
And the lessons I studied at school are maths, science, German, and I guess you could say the rest is history.
Thanks very much. If you've got a reaction, you know what to do. React it in this direction. It is time, however, to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is nobody's favourite quiz, where radio professionals are tested as to their knowledge of full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Now, many have played, many, or have scored some points. Everyone is therefore equally at the top of the leaderboard, and trying to get there as well today, alongside such luminaries as Tim Cocker off of Virgin and Julia Hartley Brewer off of Talk Radio, is our own intrepid sports reporter, Ben Fletcher. Hello, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. I'm normally out and about on these sports reports, so it's good to be in the studio.
Yes, it's nice. It's nice to have you in. Now, what's a little bit about yourself first, you know, because obviously you work over at sister station TalkSport.
Indeed.
How long have you been there?
I've been with TalkSport for 8 years.
8 years?
8 years.
Okay.
It's about like when if you cut a tree in half, you count the rings. Here, you count the grey hairs on your temple. So, yeah. I've got a few now.
If you cut you in half,
yeah,
what you're suggesting. And what is it? You know, what's your favourite sport?
Favourite sport, football, goes without saying, really.
Does it?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Bit of cricket, yeah. Winter sports, really, apart from cricket. Like a bit of rugby.
All right. And now we know enough about you. Right, so, it's what about your knowledge of Paul Ross? How is that?
It's not too bad. I actually used to work with Paul in a past life, so I think I might have a bit of inside knowledge here.
Okay.
I dare say I'm feeling a little bit confident, you know, being a sportsman, I'll be taking this seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
So try me.
Okay, you are trying to get some points.
Some points.
And that will put you at the top of the leaderboard, as I say, with everyone else. So here we go with this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Question number one. Mostly A, B and C answers. Here it comes. Current superhero film movie release on current film movie release news now. And the current superhero film movie release on current film movie release currently is, of course, the current superhero film movie release X-Men, Paul Rossalips. Worshipped as a god since the dawn of civilization, the immortal Talk Radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross becomes the most powerful breakfast presenter that there has ever been, although possibly not in terms of radar. He is also a mutant, and a noted dogger. Awakening after thousands of years, he recruits producers and other mutants to the morning show, filled to the brim with great features and big-name guests. When this fails, the fate of the Earth hangs in the balance, so rival presenters Ian Lee, Jake Yap and to some extent Sam Delaney lead a rival team of young talk radio presenters to stop Paul Ross from single-handedly destroying the UK's newest station. But X-Men Paul Rossalips isn't the only radio-based superhero film. Name the other one, Ben. Is it A, Wolvervine? Jeremy Vine's issues of the day are half topical and half mutant claws made of adamantium. Is it B, Howard the Duck? Talk radio weekend conspiracy presenter Howard Hughes is bitten by a radioactive duck and becomes half conspiracy presenter, half duck.
As you do.
Or is it C, Guardians of the Galaxy? Two producers are told to stand in front of the Radio 2 vending machine to stop fat Steve Wright from gorging on chocolate.
I like the sound of C.
Guardians of the Galaxy is the right answer.
Ah, there you go.
Question number two. Wonky European building history news now, and on this day, you'll find that it's in no way marking the anniversary of the building of the famous leaning full-set breakfast presenter of Pisa, Paul Ross. The 183-foot high former host of Live TV's Life's a Punt was made from white marble and was erected famously on a roundabout in the Maidenhead area after staring through car windows at night, but soon after construction developed a tilt. Fortunately, engineers were able to halt the broadcaster's droop with a mixture of awkward chat and below par guest bookings. But what other radio-based building or monument is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, Tim Westwood's needle? A gift to hip-hop from the Egyptians, Tim Westwood is now the oldest DJ thought to exist. Is it B, the Taj Mahal? The magnificent Asian network presenter that was originally built as a tomb? Or is it C, the Great Wall of Julia Hartley Brewer? A collection of right-wing views and unjustified anger at junior producers that can be seen from space.
I think it's Julia, the Wall of Julia Hartley Brewer.
Is the right answer.
Well, you know.
Very good.
Take it very seriously.
Okay, this is a final question. It's a music question. I want you to have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, the 1980s hit I Owe You Nothing by the ill-fated Pop Twins, although there are actually three of them, just like in that injunction case where I can't name any of them. But mind you, I can't name more than one of this band either, because I can't remember any of the... It was Bros. Here's your unrelated question. Scientists have described how a new species of insect lures radio talk radio presenters to their deathbed by mimicking their prey caught in webs. So-called assassin bugs plucked Paul Ross's silken threads to replicate the vibrations of his fly, which caused the fooled full-set breakfast presenter to head towards the bug. Once within reach, the assassin bug slowly taps the broadcaster with its antennae before lunging and stabbing Paul Ross with its serrated snout. Here's your question. Name five famous bugs.
Five famous bugs. Adamant.
Good.
Yes. Nicky B. Yeah. Yes. Spider out of something.
Gonna have to put a time on it.
The Wasps. Wasps rugby team.
Yes.
And Butterfly Beach Hotel in Barbados.
No. Well, I'll tell you what I had written on the card. Five famous bugs. Bunny.
I got you.
Z-Malone. Herbie, the love bug. It was a talking car. Google it. Buggles with their one hit video Killed the Radio Star.
Got it. I understand. Went wrong there. It's all so clear.
And Garoff. And by the way, it was Matt and Luke Goss and Craig something. So we've got to go to producer Dave, who has been working out the score for today's Paul Ross Master. Producer Dave, it's time to check the system.
Check the system, John.
The system works out your score, Ben. That's the...
It's all very exciting. Yes. All very high tech.
It's quite a slow system, if I'm honest. Yes, you have to bear with us. And you work here, you know what it's like.
Oh, too right.
Yeah. Just bear with us while we check the system.
Actually, do you remember when Cornelius was in the lift and Ockles, the engineer, was carrying that box of Doritos?
Yeah.
And we didn't know why.
This is a bit
early. That's what he uses to fix the stuff that goes wrong in the studio. The
system.
Put some Doritos on it. It's quite slow.
It's quite a slow system, Ben. I apologise. It takes a while to work out.
Nothing more than I'm used to.
Work out the score of the...
Ready, John.
Okay. Now, what we're looking for is for Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
To get some points.
Yeah.
In today's edition of Paul Rostermaster, which will put him at the top of the leaderboard.
Yes.
With everyone else who's ever played. How many points?
Do you want to know? The totals are in.
Yeah.
Ben Fletcher.
Yes.
Out of the sport.
Yes.
Has scored.
Yes.
Some points.
Some points.
Yeah.
Powered by TalkSport.
Indeed.
Ben Fletcher, congratulations, you've scored some points.
Thank you, feel delighted.
Good. Now get out.
Okay.
You've got a sport to be at in 6 minutes.
Yeah, you've got to get
honest,
to a location.
You've got a way to go.
I've never worked before.
Ben, thank you very much. Ben, the latest player on Paul Rossmaster. There will be another edition of Paul Rossmaster next week, of course. Now, we've been out on the streets, as you would expect, here on this very programme, as we like to do on a regular basis, because we need to find out what the people think. Now, if you go onto the streets, one thing you'll notice about the streets is that there are people, and we need to know what they think. It's our feature, What the People Think. Today, do the people think hotels or peanuts?
Hotels.
Peanuts.
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 Hotels.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
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 Hotels. Hotels.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Hotels. Peanuts.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
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 Hotels.
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 Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Hotels.
Peanuts. Hotels.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
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 Peanuts.
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 Hotels.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Hotels.
Peanuts.
Hotels.
Hotels.
Peanuts. Peanuts.
Now, what do you think? That's what the people think out on the streets there, thinking hotels or peanuts this afternoon. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think hotels? Maybe you think peanuts. Well, we'd like to know what you think, because it's a talk radio station and it fills time. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's talk radio.
Start your message with the word hotels or the word peanuts.
The big debate is coming very shortly indeed. It's the 3 o'clock big debate, of course. Still to come as well, live music as we drag, quite literally drag, a busker in off the streets of London and force them to play live here in the studio for your delight, away from their pitch, thus losing them whatever money they would have earned in the time that they're in this studio. And don't forget as well, it's Some Request Friday. If you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to maybe play for a loved one, a dedication, or just a shout out, then do let us know, and we'll do our best to play your speech, your chosen speech for you. Big debate coming next is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
The sun's shining and the football's on. You've just checked the barbecue and realised that you remembered to clean it last time you used it. Result. And here's another one. At Asda, you can get a 20-pack of Strongbow Foster's or Stella for just £10 each. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores and subject to availability. Max 6 per customer. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
In a summer full of sport, now's the time to start your own bike adventure. Whether it's dusting off your old bike or time to invest in a new one, Halfords have everything you need. Pop in for a free on-the-spot bike check and our bike experts will check your wheels, tyres, brakes and gears. And even oil your chain for free. Or check out our great range of bikes and accessories in-store and online, giving you the freedom to start a new bike adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends 17th of June. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio on a Friday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a service celebrates the Queen's devotion at 90. The partner of an EastEnders actress admits her murder. And the world prepares to say farewell to Muhammad Ali.
Talk Radio.
Hundreds of people have turned out to help celebrate the Queen's official 90th birthday. A service of thanksgiving at St Paul's Cathedral started the celebrations, which are planned for the whole weekend. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, was there and said it showed she's a queen for the whole country.
The Queen organised for different faith leaders to join in the Thanksgiving. You had Jewish leaders, Muslim leaders, Hindu, Buddhist, Sikh. And the great thing about the Queen is she's inclusive.
Southlake Safari Zoo in Cumbria has been fined more than £250,000 after a zookeeper was killed by a tiger. The family of Sarah McClay, who died in 2013, say their lives have been changed forever. She was attacked by a Sumatran tiger who got through an unlocked gate. Her sister Lucy says it should never be able to happen again.
We never wanted the tiger to get killed because that's not what Sarah would have wanted. We never wanted the zoo to close because that's not what Sarah would have wanted. And we really just want a lot of Sarah's ex-co-workers and future zoo employees to feel safe.
The sister of former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake says her family is relieved after her partner admitted killing her and their two young children. 49-year-old Arthur Simpson Kent pleaded guilty to murdering them at their London home before his arrest in Ghana. The manager of a bar in Marseille says he thinks French police overreacted when England fans clashed with locals overnight. Two people were arrested and officers used tear gas to stop the trouble. A new report has found half of investigations into stillbirths and neonatal deaths are inadequate. It's calling on hospitals to learn from potentially avoidable deaths or serious injuries to babies during labour. Andrew Stanton has told Talk Radio there was no investigation when his daughter died.
We were due to be induced on the Friday and there were no beds. Come back on the Monday. It came in on the Monday as planned and they couldn't find the heartbeat. So Grace had died. They reckon 24 hours before she was born, and she was born 24 hours after we arrived in the hospital.
And thousands of people are expected to line the streets of Louisville in Kentucky later as Muhammad Ali's coffin is driven through his hometown ahead of his funeral. The actor Will Smith, who played the three-time world heavyweight boxing champion in a film, will be one of the pallbearers. Former world heavyweight champion Lennox Lewis will also help carry his coffin. He's been speaking about how he influenced his career.
Anytime I would get into the fight, I just act like Muhammad Ali, dance around, you know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. And that's Muhammad Ali.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Quite cloudy with some sunshine in the south and east of the UK. A bit of rain is possible for the north and southwest of England and Northern Ireland with highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. That's great.
That's okay, John.
I think that was very much the best news that...
You weren't paying attention.
Not really,
I could see...
Brutally honest, no, I was not in any way at all. Now, Ben's got the sport. Where's he live from today, Cornelius?
I believe he's live, hopefully, from the Queen's birthday procession.
The Queen's birthday procession, where they're ringing the bells?
Yeah, where there are some bells.
Yeah, great. Okay, so here's the sport with Ben, who got to the top of the leaderboard earlier, by the way, with everyone else, in Paul Rossmaster. But he's got the sport live from the Queen's birthday procession with bells.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. It appears that Jamie Vardy's name will be missing from England's starting lineup for tomorrow's Euro 2016 opener against Russia. Rumours suggest he'll be on the bench with captain Wayne Rooney behind Harry Kane. And Lallana is also expected to start on the side. Meanwhile, an Arsenal club legend has told TalkSport Jamie Vardy's on-off move to North London may well be off for good. Here's our very own Ray Parler.
I was at the Arsenal the other day and there was big reports that the cameramen and the digital people there at Arsenal had to get down to the training ground. So it looked like it was going to happen, medical being done. But suddenly it was a U-turn and Jamie Vardy thought about it.
Carl Lafferty played a full part in Northern Ireland training this morning for the first time since being given an injury scare earlier in the week. They play Poland in the Euros on Sunday. Hosts France open the tournament live and in full over on TalkSport against Romania this evening. Finally, on day two of the third and final Investec test with Sri Lanka, England were eventually all out for 416. Johnny Bairstow 167 not out. In response, Sri Lanka 23 without loss at Lords. That's the latest sports news powered by the joint leader of the Paul Ross Master Quiz, me, Ben Fletcher, powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben live from the Queen's procession with these bells. Stop it. Stop the bells. Good. Right, so it is Talk Radio. We're going to do the big debate very shortly indeed. And following that, live music. There is a busker that we have dragged in from the streets of London who will be playing live for us in the studio here on Talk Radio within the next hour.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Right, good afternoon. Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, as I keep saying. And don't forget, all next week, by the way, on Talk Radio, Julia Hartley Brewer is off. And the monster from the film Cloverfield will be sitting in for her. The 25-story-high quadrupedal flesh-eating creature promises a discussion of the issues of the day and chat, along with the ability to withstand any and all attacks that the military might throw at it. So that's from 10 a.m. on Monday, and the monster from Cloverfield's guests will be consumed with an elongated external esophagus, its parasitic serrated jaw ending in a crustacean-like carapace coated with venom. To be honest, you won't really notice any difference. So that's the monster from Cloverfield sitting in for Julie Hartley Brewer all next week on Talk Radio from Monday.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. Talk Radio, of course, the home of debate. Debate, 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 debate. It's where we debate the big stories. There's no bigger story than this today, of course, as international pressure is mounting on PNG government. Now, international and regional organisations are mounting pressure on Papua New Guinea to set up an independent investigation into what caused police to use force against unarmed university student protesters. That's pressure that's currently mounting. On the phone, listening to that, and very much against mountains, is Greg. He's on the telephone. Why knock the rock, Greg? What's wrong with mountains?
Yeah, hi there. Well, I do hate mountains. I've got a lot of issues with mountains. Firstly, I think the student protesters in Papua New Guinea are disgraceful. It's absolutely right for the government to shoot them down.
Yeah.
And I'm upset that pressure is mounting on them. Yeah. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
But quite fundamentally, mountains, they're hard to walk up. They're overly tall. They get in the way of you seeing things.
Yeah.
And they're not in any way contributing to society, really, are they?
They're not really, are they? You're absolutely right. They're a drain. Thornton's on the other line listening to that argument. He's taking the opposing view. He's very much in favour of mountains. Good afternoon, Thornton.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So what is it that you think, what you like about mountains? I mean, Greg, they're saying they're a drain on society.
Well, I mean, they are not a drain. They give so much to us, to society,
yeah.
to people. I mean, you know, as they give you the best views. To say that they stop you from seeing things, they are the provider of the best views you can get. No inspirational poster could survive without mountains.
Yeah.
How are you meant to put, you know, every day is a new chapter on a photo of a car park?
Yeah.
You need mountains. They give so much. They give inspiration and hope and I just love them, John. I just love them.
Well, I can tell that you do. And Greg, he's got a point, hasn't he? There's never been an inspirational poster, I don't think, that doesn't probably feature a mountain, and you won't see a car park on one of those.
No. That's been completely rebutted in modern times, and we've seen inspirational posters with everything, ranging from valleys, for example, which I'm perfectly okay with. They're not like these mountains constantly taking out of our society.
Let me stop you there, though. Without mountains... let me stop you there, because without the mountains, where would the valley... You wouldn't have valleys, would you? Because valleys are in between the mountains.
John.
Yeah.
No, that's a fallacy, because... within the plane of flatness, you can have a valley, but
right.
In the plane of flatness, and then it's a hill the other side. It's not a mountain.
Greg,
John,
Greg, you're thinking of holes. You're just thinking of long, narrow holes. That is not a valley. If you like valleys, you need a mountain.
Yeah.
Valleys are much bigger than holes, Thornton, and I don't think you fully understand. I want you to go home and have a think about valleys, because they are very much more...
Trust me, I have thought about valleys.
Realize.
I've thought about valleys, and I've thought about mountains. They are both beautiful, and they both need each other. It's the perfect relationship.
What about a gorge?
Gorgeous.
I'm very hazy on gorges, because I do think they're a bit more contingent on mountains, and I do hate mountains.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another reason I hate mountains, is that stuff falls off them. Stuff doesn't fall off a valley or a gorge, so I'm not as worried about them. But mountains, things fall off them. You get these rocks, you get these landslides. They crush Girl Scouts. How do you feel about the Girl Scouts being crushed, Thornton?
Fair question.
Well, I mean, that is, you know, tarring mountains with very, very small brushes there, because how many Girl Scouts, you know, Girl Guides, whatever, most of them go up and down mountains without a worry. You know, I think, of course, there is going to be accidents. There's going to be accidents with lots of things. You could say that about almost anything, but what mountains give you? Mountains so more.
Well, I mean, look, I've got a statistic here. Mountains kill more people than sharks. There's no evidence for that, but I have said it.
Mm. Well, it's absolutely true.
So does optimism. And are we going to get rid of optimism? You know, we're not, are we? I think, you know, the thing about all of it, like, mountains just contribute so much. Like, they've got their own kind of bike, their own kind of boot.
They have.
Their own kind of goat.
I loathe mountain goats. I think they're a threat to our environment and a threat to our wildlife, and I've talked to many blades of grass who've made it very clear that they don't want to see mountain goats spreading any further, and that's another argument against mountains.
Well, hang on a minute, though, but does it make them unique? Because are there any other, I'm just trying to think, any other geological features that have its own bike or mountains or goats?
Well, the well-known valley bike is popular amongst many, and equally valley goats, whether or not they exist, I think, are contributing a lot to the world and making it a better and rosier place. But
mountain goats are a very important part of the ecosystem. And not only that, they give us beautiful little pictures of standing in precarious positions. They look like they're just hovering on the side of a cliff, but they are standing.
Nonsense. And beauty is a subjective notion, and you've confused it, because mountains aren't beautiful, they're ugly. And if you could see what was there the other side of the mountain, if you could look through it, you'd see something even more beautiful.
So
and that's the truth about mountains. They obscure beauty.
They block...
I go to the top and look down.
Well, no, but they... I think, you know, let's take that point, because they... Isn't a mountain just something that blocks views from ordinary people?
Mm. No, absolutely not. They are... They give...
ordinary people don't get the chance to climb the mountains, though, do they, necessarily? Not ordinary people.
No, they don't.
Ordinary people aren't
people
goats. Are you saying ordinary people are goats?
I'm saying ordinary people can be goats if they so wish. If they dream, you can be a goat. I know I am. And I know, and the thing is, they people don't have to be up a mountain to experience a mountain. Think of all the songs that use a mountain for their lyrics. You know, Westlife, what are they going to be raised up to stand on afterwards? What would Savage Garden stand on with you? You know,
firstly, that is a Josh Groban song, and it's not a Westlife song. And secondly, I've seen poor people try and struggle up mountains, and it's not fun. It's not fun to look at. You're trying to detract from the fundamental reality that the mountains you're advocating for are blocking the views of regular people. You're saying anyone can climb a mountain. Well, guess what? Not everyone can. Not everyone comes from the position of privilege and class that you come from, Thornton, that lets you just climb a mountain when you fancy it because mummy and daddy say you can. It's not
people
like that.
People go up a mountain for charity. People go up the mountains for charity. They need them there to do things for charity. Otherwise, everyone would just be doing 5K. Do you saying you're against charity?
It's not true. It's a symptom of privilege. It's a symptom of the inequality of our world that people say you can climb a mountain anytime you want. Do you know how many people from working class backgrounds climbed mountains last year? Not very many. And it's because of all the mountain goats in the way, and it's because of the enormous mountains. They're hard to climb, and it means you can't see past stuff that otherwise ordinary people would be able to see. That's why we need more valleys.
Mountain goats are the that's a fair argument. Mountain goats, of course, are the most middle class goats. But listen, I want to ask you this: how will we get rid of mountains? I mean, let's talk about the practical terms. I mean, are you saying, Greg, there should be some kind of amnesty? Maybe national parks are given, I don't know, 24 hours to hand their mountains in.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. It's worked with other things, of course, that we've got rid of in recent weeks, like trees and light.
Yeah.
It would be healthy, I think, to get rid of the mountains. Of course, some people will have mountains. We understand that. We're in a mountain culture at the moment. But the transition doesn't have to be ugly. We can have a sensible hand in, and then we can start pursuing these national parks that are hoarding mountains against the best interests of the common man.
Yes, I mean, Thornton, if we were to hand mountains in, I mean, it wouldn't mean we're getting rid of mountains, would it? It would just mean we're rehousing them, really.
Well, where are they going to be rehoused? And what are these national parks going to have? Just flat.
Flat, yeah. Because, well, take this argument, right? So you've got a mountain. All the mountains have been handed in, all right? So what you do then is you keep the mountain in one place, but you stack each mountain on top of the previous mountain, and then what we've got is one big, massive, great mountain, which, as a fan of mountains, surely you're not going to object to.
Well, I would object to that because, as Greg has tried to accuse me of, is privilege, and that is hoarding all the mountains in one place for only a certain type of person to get to. There are mountains, you know, for every community, for every group, for every area. And maybe some people can't get up them because of the goats.
Yeah.
But that is something we need to look into, admittedly. We need to confront that. But there is a mountain there for you to see, and there is a mountain there for people who can get up here to take a photo from the top and show you and say, look at that, doesn't that look nice? And you have to admit, Greg, you'd have to admit that does look nice.
Do you have to admit that, Greg?
No, I don't admit that at all. I think he's wrong about the class issue. I think we can have an elevator at the bottom of the mountain. Inside the mountain, you can go all the way up the mountain, and it will be a free elevator that anyone can queue up for and that anyone can go into, and you don't have to dodge the mountain goats on your way up, and it's a bonus. I don't want any mountains, but I think if we have to have mountains, the super mountain solution, stacking all the mountains up, is the best idea. It could be a giant mountain, and goodness knows, maybe there might be a nice view from the top that would bless the ordinary man.
Okay, we've got to bring this debate to a close. We're running out of time. Thornton, could you sum up the debate for us on whether or not we should have mountains in one word, please?
Sherpa.
And, Greg, same question to you.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Thank you very much. If you've got a point of view on mountains, should we keep mountains? You very much heard Greg there, against mountains, wants to see them gone, maybe hand them all in, the national parks, and Chris hand them in, and maybe stack them all on top of one another to make one big mountain, just to keep them contained, really. And Thornton, very much for the notion of mountains. But what do you think? Do we think we should keep mountains if they had their day? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter. No. That's the big debate on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and top chef Barry Vera as they demonstrate a fresh and flavoursome new recipe guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. Plus, answer a cookery question at talkradio.co.uk/competitions to win a hamper of Encona goodies. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only. TradePoint!
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, remains slow following an accident at junction 11 for Winchester South. Queues remain back towards junction 10 for the A31. All lanes reopened, but delays remain. In West Yorkshire, the westbound side of the M62, still one lane closed due to breakdown between 25 at Brighouse and 24 at Ainley Top. Recovery work has now commenced there. And finally, in Cumbria, the M6 in both directions, one lane closed due to emergency repairs between junction 42 at Carlisle South and junction 41 at Cattle Lane. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Yes.
We'll get you talking.
Yes, I am him. Right, so live music coming up very shortly here on Talk Radio, and that will be coming from the equipment of a busker whom we have literally dragged in from the streets of London, and thus they will lose money for playing on the radio instead. Some of your reactions have been coming in, though, for the big debate about mountains. Now, a lot of people saying, yes, we should absolutely keep mountains in this country. A lot of people saying, no, we shouldn't keep mountains in this country. Cornelius, what's been coming in on the reaction front?
Carla says, ain't no mountain high enough.
Yes.
Biffy says, I am a mountain, and frankly, I'm offended. And Black Cab Driver says, Ubergrants are coming over here and using our mountains. I'm voting goats it.
Right. What about, John, the think about the stonings that they have in the other countries. That's outrageous. And what do they stone people with, John? Stones. And what a stone, if you crush, put loads of stones together, what'd you get? A mountain. Essentially, that's going equipped with a mountain. And that should be a crime. What about the Butter Mountain? That's just come in. Volcanoes, John. They're just hot mountains. John, have you heard the expression, the mountain won't come to Muhammad? And where do terrorists hide? In mountains. I think he's sort of confused the issue there a bit, and he's not really being very accurate. But that's the sort of text you expect here on a talk radio station. I know. Let's talk about a naked man in a restaurant.
It's
is, as you may well know and be aware of from the news, a restaurant that is has opened or is about to open in London's fashionable London. And the unique selling point of this restaurant is that the diners are nudie. You are encouraged to disrobe, to eat with your meat and two vegetables, very much hanging in the meat and two vegetables of the restaurant. It's a gimmick, certainly. A lot of people are interested in going. But tonight, our very own paid intern Cornelius...
Hello.
..is going to it.
If I had to ask you who you would least like to see in a naked restaurant of everyone you've ever met...
Yes.
...how high up the list would Cornelius be?
Second after you.
Well, that's mean.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because Cornelius, right? Mm-hmm. The only... Now, Cornelius... Regular listeners will know that Cornelius went on a Tinder date once, and as he left the house to go on Tinder date, he got to his mum walked him to the bus stop at the end of the road.
Yeah, sure.
And
that makes sense. That's a plausible part of the story.
And he admitted to his mum that he didn't really know how to French kiss.
Yeah, because that's who I'd admit that to.
Go on a date. So his mum, at the bus stop in front of people, taught Cornelius how to kiss.
Of course she did. Why wouldn't she?
And tonight, Cornelius, because he hasn't been able to see a nude lady ever, he's managed to get a ticket to the naked restaurant where he's going to go nakedly in the hope of seeing a naked lady. Is that true? Yes.
Not yeah, really.
Well, are you going to the naked restaurant?
I am going, yes.
Are you hoping to see a naked lady?
Not hoping. I'm going to experience...
You're going to see a naked lady, though, aren't you?
Maybe. Yeah. Someone probably will be naked.
Will it be the girl you're taking?
I don't know.
Who are you taking?
Could be.
Now Victoria from the news has dumped you.
Rebuffed your advances.
Yeah.
Who are you now? Who have you moved on to in the office?
Well, we're going as friends.
You might be going as friends, but you may return as lovers. Just like when you walked to that bus stop.
Yeah, just someone from the office, Zena.
Zena?
Yes.
One of our diversity paper reviewers.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
How long has this been going on?
What do you mean?
How long have you... held a candle for Zena.
How long have you held little Cornelius for Zena?
Stop it, that's horrible. Horrible.
Well, look, it's a bit odd, isn't it? I mean, you know, I mean, if you've got an invitation to a naked restaurant, you know, taking a colleague is a slightly odd thing to do,
well,
isn't it?
Zena wanted to go, so I got the email in, saying, do you want to come? And I was like, oh, I just got this email. She's like, I really wanted to go to that. She'd applied for tickets.
So you're going
to
sit nudie opposite a nudie colleague?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
It is weird when you say that.
Just think about it. On Monday morning, I mean, things might progress, Cornelius. You know, you may get to share more than the soup. But
I'm not having soup. That's a hazard.
Well, you can have...
That's a good point, actually. What do you eat? What can you eat? There's a lot of hazardous foods. You don't want a sauce spillage, do you?
Ice cream.
Gazpacho.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what I'm saying is, on Monday morning, you will have to come in here and look her in the eye, where previous to that, you've been looking her elsewhere. In the elsewhere. You're going to see her elsewhere. And she's going to...
Well, not necessarily.
Well, yes. It's a nude restaurant.
Yeah.
So, all I'm thinking about is the... The social way through this minefield. Because, you know, I understand people might want to go with their partners, you know, although, you know, it's always that awkward thing of going, well, there'll be loads of people staring at my naked partner, which is always weird. But...
Luckily for Zena, nobody would be staring at naked Cornelius.
Yes.
Why not?
But what I mean, taking a colleague...
Sorry, why not? Why wouldn't they?
You know your eyes go in different directions.
Yeah.
We've discussed this before. Like, you know how your face is a cross between...
Ever so slightly lazy eye, yeah.
...is a cross between the creature from the Ice Age films...
Sid the Sloth.
Yeah, and...
Russell Howard.
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah.
Your testes. Do they point in different... Do they? I mean, to be honest, Zena can tell us by Monday, if that's the case. You know. I'm just interested. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. So it's
a
restaurant called the Bignardi, they give you robes. So you wear a robe, and then it's your choice as to whether you take it off.
Are you going to take it off?
Well, I'm going to see sort of the vibe.
Okay, you're going to see more than a vibe. Are you going to wait for Xena to disrobe first, or are you going to take the plunge, as it were? I mean, all I'm saying is the etiquette here is weird, so I just want to talk it through.
Well, I feel sorry for Xena.
Well, so Christ do I.
No.
That's one thing we can all agree on.
As a lady, sort of sat at a table.
Yes.
If I take the robe off.
Yes.
You know, and if she does, she's got, you know, she's taken more of a gamble.
Yes.
Sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
What you're saying is the table covers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no need to mime them. Okay. I mean, we know what you're talking about.
All right, yeah.
I mean, here's a word of advice.
Yeah.
Tonight, when that happens, don't mime Xena's own breasts back at her like you just did to me. Okay. Because that's going to be...
You ever seen Cornelius on a date before? That's what he always does. It's one of his opening gambits.
I'll write that one down.
Do not.
He's got a new move.
Mime.
Well, look, are you going to come back and tell us how it...
Yeah, well, I'll do...
You know, on Monday.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be on Anna Williams' sex show tomorrow evening as well. On the radio, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was something like Manumission. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought that was another club or something.
Clarifying, yeah.
Anna Williams' live sex show.
On Talk Radio, so you can hear first reactions, and then I might just pull a little something together for a... I mean, the term is record a package, but I'm not using that phrase in this instance.
No. But you're not allowed recording equipment in, are you?
Yeah, before and after.
So you're going to record your package?
Yeah.
Great.
We'll listen to it on Monday.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so, here's the bad news. If you're going to the Naked Restaurant called...
The Bignardi.
Tonight in London, then... You may just catch a glimpse of little Cornelius. What if you...
That's what the whole team call me here.
What if...
Yeah, that's what everyone's asking
me. Yeah, you know, as a man, you don't often have all the control you'd like over that kind of thing. And, and if you're aroused by vegetables or something, then that could conceivably happen, couldn't it? And no amount of flimsy robe is going to disguise it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, God. I'm dreading it. It's going to be really awkward. I don't do this type of thing normally. Yeah. It's going to be very... I'm not looking forward to this.
Okay, fine. So, there you go. Tune in on Monday to find out the results of what happened as Cornelius takes a colleague...
Stop making it sound weird.
It is weird. To a naked restaurant. Victoria's interested.
Victoria's jealous.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who's he going with? Who is he going with?
You dumped him. You had your chance to take Cornelius to a nudie restaurant.
I don't want to see that. I don't want him to see this.
To see what? Don't mime it.
Myself.
Right. Would you go to a naked restaurant?
No, I don't think I would.
No?
Imagine if you're eating some food and it's really hot and you accidentally lean into it. That would hurt.
We mentioned that, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm only having ice cream.
That might not be a good thing either.
No, because you know when it gets cold?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, God, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a tepidly warm sausage roll.
Same as Xena, tonight pans out. It's this Talk Radio. We'll have live music next, and Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
There's been a 21-gun salute in Hyde Park and a national service of thanksgiving at St Paul's Cathedral to mark the Queen's 90th birthday. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, suggested Her Majesty had sustained the country through war and hardship, as well as through turmoil and change. Reverend David Ison is the Dean at St Paul's.
We as a country are saying thank you to the Queen for all her great service to us, but also the Queen is saying thank you for the gifts that she's received. So it's her saying thank you and us saying thank you to God for the gifts that we've been given in her.
A zoo's been fined just over £250,000 after one of its keepers was killed by a tiger. 24-year-old Sarah McClay was mauled to death at the safari park in Cumbria in May 2013. Southlake's Safari Zoo admitted breaching health and safety guidelines on the day she died. The partner of a former EastEnders actress, Cyan Blake, has admitted murdering her and their two children. Her sister says the family's relieved after Arthur Simpson Kent pleaded guilty in court this morning. Davina McCall is among a number of well-known names to settle their phone hacking claims against Mirror Group newspapers. Her case is one of 21 resolved today after an article in 2007 called Davina's Stalker Terror, which the publisher admitted was a result of intercepting voicemails. The manager of a bar in Marseille says he thinks French police overreacted when England fans clashed with locals overnight. Two people were arrested and officers used tear gas to stop the trouble. And Muhammad Ali's hometown in Kentucky is preparing to give the former heavyweight world champion his final send-off. World leaders and celebrities will be among the 18,000 people expected to attend the service in Louisville. A memorial procession is just about to get underway. The weather generally cloudy for most, with showery rain at times tonight. Most of the rain will be across southwest England, Scotland and northeast England. Lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow showers will continue across northern parts and the southwest. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith, tomorrow morning from 8
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio and it's a Friday afternoon. Many things happen here on a Friday. One of them is Some Request Friday. It means you can request a talk or a speech. It's a talk radio station, that's how it works. And maybe you'd like to request one for a friend or a relative, a loved one. Maybe you'd like to. Maybe you've got an earworm. Maybe you've got, I don't know, Martin Luther King's famous I Have a Dream speech just as an earworm, and you know it off by heart. You want to hear it and just join in with it while you're driving this afternoon, word for word. Then get your requests in, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
However, before that, Cornelius, some reactions have been coming in.
Lots coming in. Jarina Adams says, I love roads so much. And chanting football fans in an advert saying non-stop get the lot trade point.
Thank you very much indeed. It's time now though for live music. Just to be clear, this music that you're listening to now isn't the live music to which I referred. This is just some incidental bed music to sort of punctuate one feature moving across to another one in terms of how the radio works. The feature it's moving across to is that of live music, however, because it's Live Music Friday when we go outside onto the streets and quite literally drag in a busker. And today it's a lady one as a songstress. Yeah, is that fine? Yeah, good. Okay. She's called Charlotte. She's here. We dragged her off the street. Where have we found you, Charlotte? Where were you performing? Where do you go?
Just down on the South Bank, so about 15 minutes that way.
Marvellous.
By the London Eye.
Good. And how long have you been performing?
On the streets?
If you like.
4 years on the busker scene.
4 years. Yeah. And it is a scene, though, isn't it? That's what we're learning.
It's a scene. It's a community. Yeah.
And do you all get on, or is the rivalry? Busking
rivalry?
Oh, well,
you know, there's the odd tiff. But no, we get on mostly. We're all friends.
Because you can't, and I've wondered this, you can't just all do the same songs, right? So how do you divvy them up?
Yeah, we don't have a meeting. We just... everyone has their own tastes, I guess. But we do find we're doing... We do a lot of the same songs. Yeah. You know, when a new song comes out, the new buskers will learn it.
But if you saw the next busker along was playing the same song as you, I mean, would you tut? Or would you go and have a word? I mean, how does it... what's the etiquette?
I think there is a little bit of an etiquette. If somebody's learned a new song and they're playing it, then you can't... Don't go and learn that song then. They've sort of claimed that then.
Yeah,
you
that's theirs.
Can't, like, yeah, you can't
so do you have certain songs that are yours that you would kill to keep?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it for 4 years. So, I mean, what led you into it? What was your route into to wanting to do it?
Well, I was making music. I was writing songs and I was doing the whole YouTube thing in my bedroom, trying to get people to watch my videos.
Yep.
Nobody was watching them. So, and I really wanted to share what I was doing. So
yeah.
I just thought I'd go and play on the streets and see if I could give out some flyers with my name on it. So
right,
like,
good.
Go and find me on the internet.
Where
and,
would we find you if we...
Well, I've got a website, yes. charlottecampbell.co.uk.
Okay.
Or I'm on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. I'm so social media savvy.
You are so modern.
I'm so 21st century.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I've got everything. So all those things, but it's mostly C. Campbell music. Like the soup, Campbell soup.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right. So, what are you going to play for us? Two songs.
Yeah. Do you want one of my own ones first, or?
God, yes.
All right. Cool. I'm going to do this one. I actually wrote a song about being a busker, so I thought I'd do that one.
Perfect.
Oh no, I did tune this, but it's sort of the weather is so temperamental. You know, with it warm, then it's cold in here. Sorry, guys.
See, busker problems.
Yeah.
Busker problems. That's it.
That is. Yeah.
Live busker problems.
We must change the studio to busking atmosphere for next week. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is one I wrote. It's called Streets of London. I'm making waves today, I'm making waves. Telling stories about yesterday. I'm getting by today, just getting by. Telling stories by the riverside. I don't need your coins, no, I just need your ear. So won't you join me while we're standing here, singing ba 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 ba. There's music on the streets of London. Ba 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 ba. There's music in my heart. Ba 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 ba. There's music on the streets of London. That's where we are. That's where we are. Making memories, I'm making plans. My future and my past are where I stand. I'm making history, I'm making news. I'll make the best of things and hope that soon I won't need your coins, no, I'll just need your ear. So won't you join me while we're standing here, singing ba 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 ba. There's music on the streets of London. Ba 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 ba. There's music in my heart. Ba 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 ba. There's music on the streets of London. That's where we are. That's where we are. Yeah, I get lonely. Yeah, I get cold. Yeah, I get tired, oh so tired, but I'll never sell my soul. From Piccadilly, to Leicester Square. Oh, I gave my heart to London, and you'll always find me there. Ba 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 ba, there's music on the streets of London. Ba 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 ba, there's music in my heart. Ba 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 ba, there's music on talk radio. That's where we are. That's where we are.
Come on!
Yeah.
Live music on Talk Radio. We've got Charlotte Campbell. She's in session, playing for us. Dragged her in quite literally from those streets of London, formerly owned by Ralph McTell, but now reclaimed, I think. Right, 20 to 4. We'll be hearing more from Charlotte next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Fridays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Debbie?
Hi, James. I'm planning a birthday barbecue for my husband and his friends, but I don't want to be doing lots of options for everyone. Is there anything different I can try?
Debbie, it's got to be sticky sausages.
Great.
Put some beer, mustard and honey into a pan, bring it to the boil and simmer for 10 minutes. Then just put some Asda extra special sausages on the barbie and then coat them in the glaze. Trust me, they'll go down a treat.
Brilliant. I can forget the birthday cake then.
And if you want to try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines.
Really? So we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Beer, mustard, honey, if that's not got your taste buds going, I don't know what will. Well, the sticky sausages aren't just for Debbie, they're for you too, because Asda's extra special chipolata sausages are just £1.75. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as the full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. Chipolatas 375 grams.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, remains slow following an accident at junction 11 for Winchester South. Queues remain back towards junction 10 for the A31. All lanes reopened, but delays remain. In West Yorkshire, the westbound side of the M62, still one lane closed due to a breakdown between 25 at Brighouse and 24 at Ainley Top. Recovery work has now commenced there. And finally, in Cumbria, the M6 in both directions, one lane closed due to emergency repairs between junction 42 at Carlisle South and junction 41 at Cadle Lane. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Friday. We're doing live music. Charlotte's with us. She busks. She's a busker. She has busked. She busked then. And that was her song, Streets of London, was it not?
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. I know the text come in already from someone called Valentin, said, the busker lady, that's you, is fab. Nice, authentic quiver in her voice.
Thanks.
So there you go. You get that.
That's really
nice. Wasn't it as you've tweeted, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it says I tagged the wrong person.
It says this, yeah. Waiting for my interview with Paul Ross on Talk Radio.
Sorry. I forgot to tag the wrong person.
Says here.
I deleted it though.
Hashtag busker, hashtag Southbank, hashtag Talk Radio.
Sorry, I'm so sorry because I got
confused.
And
you did a photo on that as well, was it?
I did. Oh, yeah. I took a selfie.
Yeah. And you
can I explain? Someone
else. Better be a bloody good explanation.
Another producer contacted me. Yeah. And then I was in a hurry to tag and I just went on straight on there and I just mm-hmm. did the tag straight off there. And that's why that I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she started off well.
Yeah. I know.
But
I've
now she thinks I'm Paul Ross.
I've definitely deleted that now.
Nice.
So
right there for
I'm
all
so
to see.
Sorry. I'm going to do such a correction. Can we have a selfie before I leave?
God, yes.
Yes, okay.
Right. So we were just talking, actually, off air there, but about how it works, because I didn't realise quite how the pitches work when you go busking. So it's quite interesting in that... as we said, sort of, you get fair weather buskers in this, of course you do.
Yeah.
But you do it full time, come rain or shine.
Yeah, yeah.
But you should think you should get priority then, and not have to queue up to get a pitch with the fair weather people.
No,
it's hard to
shine. No, I guess. You know, those people are probably just sensible. I'm just probably an idiot coming out in February. But yeah, there are a lot less buskers in the winter, obviously, because people don't really want to busk. People would like to come out on Bank Holiday Monday in August. That's when all the buskers, like, suddenly everyone's a busker. But yeah, we it's all fair. Everybody queues up and gets their turn.
Yeah. So when you say queue up, I mean, in what way? I mean, how do you just sort of stand next to where you're going to perform?
Yeah, no, you have to leave your equipment as your marker. That's where how you... And then you can go and do whatever.
So it's sort of the musical equivalent of a cat spraying a sofa or something.
Never thought of it like that.
Well, you know.
But yeah, maybe, yeah.
Sort of territory.
You leave that to say, I'm next in the queue. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any busker... Is it all very civil, though? Or
fights? Where I perform where they're licensed. So we're all sort of a community and we all know each other. So when you know, you can leave your stuff and people know that's your stuff, they recognise it.
Yeah.
So, so that's kind of nice.
I've got a question for you, right?
Go on.
It's quite a weird one, but bear with me, right? So if bear in mind the buskers are your colleagues. Okay,
yes.
Right,
yeah.
That's fine. Would you go to a naked restaurant right, with a busker colleague. Because I'll tell you for why. Because paid intern Cornelius.
Hello. I've heard a rumour that you're going to a naked restaurant.
He's going to a naked restaurant with someone who works in the office, right, that he's not seeing yet. Well, he's going to see a lot of her later, is my point.
It's
a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah, how, and then the next, is it, when are you going?
Tonight.
Tonight. So then on Monday, you're all going to go, hiya, how are you? How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
It's just easily. I'm pretty chill.
It's not what he is. Also, the other awkward part is he's never seen a naked lady before. Right. So, if you see what I mean, anything
could happen. Yeah. Yeah, at least there's a table there.
And then she's, Monday, how's she going to look you in the eye? Anyway, my question is, would you go to a naked restaurant with another busker?
Which busker? Depends.
Well, exactly. There's my question. So, I mean, by all means, name them.
No, I think I would remain professional at all times. They're my colleagues. So,
because it's weird, isn't it?
It's weird. Yeah. No, it's weird. I couldn't see them the next day at my... I don't want to... my workplace. I couldn't
it's not...
It.
I was looking at this restaurant business, and it's not illegal to be naked in public, right? It's only illegal to be naked in public if you cause offence, right? Now, so it's all contextual, it turns out. So you could... Not you, but I mean, one could be a naked busker. And I wonder if there is such a thing.
There's one in America, isn't there? The Naked Cowboy.
Is there?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's in New York. He's like the most famous busker, I think, the Naked Cowboy, and he has a guitar covering his situation, and he has a hat on. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
I might do that. I might take a guitar with me tonight.
Yeah, but you can't play the guitar.
So just have it there.
But that doesn't seem fair because she hasn't got an instrument for
taking protection.
To be honest, Cornelius hasn't got much of an instrument either, hasn't he? Anyway, should we hear another song?
Yes, maybe, yes.
Excellent news. Good. Get us out of this. Good. So here, live on the Paul Roth Show. Charlotte, will be. What are you going to play next?
I was going to do a cover.
Yes.
Because we're on the South Bank, and the South Bank is my jam. That's where I normally play.
Good.
So I'm going to do this cover of Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks.
Splendid.
Well-suited.
Let's do it. Here we go. Live music on Talk Radio this afternoon. Charlotte Campbell playing. We've dragged her in off the streets. This is Waterloo Sunset.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing on through the night? People so busy, makes me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't feel afraid, as long as I gaze at Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look out on the world through my window. Chilly, chilly, it's evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Terry meets Julie at Waterloo Station every Friday night. But I am so lazy, I don't want to wonder. I stay at home all night. No, I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze at Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look out on the world through my window. Chilly, chilly, it's evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. No, they don't feel afraid. As long as they gaze at Waterloo sunset, birds, they are in paradise.
Come on!
Very good stuff indeed.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Charlotte Campbell, live in the studio, dragged in quite literally from those streets of London. And remind us where we'll find your music if we want to find it online.
It's charlottecampbell.co.uk is my website.
Yes.
And it's Charlotte, like the spider, Campbell, like the soup. That's you've got to do it. You've got to have a spiel like that because when you're busking, people don't know.
Well, Charlotte's not an unusual name, is it? I mean, the spider.
Yeah, but you know, like the wet.
Oh, no, right, I'm aware of them. Yeah.
Sometimes I say like the princess, but people don't really get it.
No.
Charlotte Campbell. That's my name. Yeah.
Good.
If you search it, Charlotte Campbell, and if you be a busker, probably come up.
Probably will. Yeah. No, are you sure you've got your name right? Because your track record of getting names right is not.
You get it wrong sometimes when you're
strong,
in a little bit of a rush
it?
When you're so excited to come on the show that you accidentally get. The handle wrong.
That's get the presenter's name wrong. Good. And you've got, did you say you've got your album?
I'm on the iTunes and the Spotify, all those places. So if you search Charlotte Campbell on those, you'll find me. My album's called Making Waves. And yeah.
All right, grand.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in. But obviously, we realise what we've done is lost you money because, you know, you haven't been playing on the street.
Yeah, and it's a lovely sunny day as well.
Do you favour hat or guitar case?
A guitar case, hard case. Yeah.
But it doesn't, I've always thought that as well with buskers because you go, right, I've got a hat and the fewer coins look like it's a bit more full. But guitar case, if it's sparse, it looks a bit more depressing, doesn't it? But does that encourage people to throw more in?
No, do you know, I find that people, if the more money you have, the more people are like, oh, well, this is obviously everybody else's doing this, so it must be. People are just sheep, aren't they? Just lemmings. So if you don't have any money, people are like, oh, well, she's obviously not good because no one's giving her any money, so I won't. And then if there's money in there, people
sheep,
are like,
lemmings, spiders,
yeah,
you're obsessed.
Yeah, I know. I like to compare things.
Well, anyway, this is traditional. I've gone through what I've got in my pocket.
You're going to give me a little donation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot because I've only got about 36 pence. But
thank you so much, you guys.
It is yours. It seems entirely reasonable.
This is great. Thanks. There's 10p over there.
15 pence, yeah.
Oh, you guys. Good. Thank you so much. This is a fortune. Thanks so much.
Charlotte will eat tonight. that's live music. If you are a busker, by the way, and you are listening to this and you want to get in on the programme, then you can get in touch with us. Well, what's the best way to do that, Cornelius?
Just tweet us at Talk Radio, at John Holmes 1.
Yeah, not at Paul Ross.
Don't Paul Ross, because that's not the presenter of this show, wondering.
At John Holmes 1. Yeah, there you go. Then you can. You can tweet that for any reason you like, actually, to be fair. It's fine. It's Some Request Friday. That's nearly up from us. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, will be with us very shortly. However, being Some Request Friday on a talk radio station, a bit like a music station where you can request songs for your friend, your loved ones, your friends, if it's their birthday or anniversary, why not request a speech or a talk? And talk along with it, because if you want to bang in speech for a Friday to set you up for the weekend, then this is the place to request it on Talk Radio's Some Request Friday. This is one. This is from Joel. John, Euros, England, footy. I've got football fever, John. Please could you play me a classic football speech? Mike Bassett reading Rudyard Kipling's poem If. I remember speaking along to this in the terraces at Wembley at Euro 96, along with 70,000 other football fans, word for word. John, come on, England there. John, I would be grateful if you could play. What?
It's for Joel.
I know who it's from.
Oh. Why do you keep saying your name then?
But I haven't finished reading yet.
Okay.
John, I would be grateful if you could play this for me. From Joel.
It's hard to get people's names right sometimes. I'm just
That's enough from you. So here it is. Mike Bassett reading Rudyard Kipling's poem, If.
Joel.
Especially for Joel on Talk Radio.
If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you and make allowance for their doubting too. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thought your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. I'll watch the things you've gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss.
I love you, boss.
Lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to save your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, and all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
And there it was, Rudyard Kipling's If, as read by Mike Bassett, England manager, especially for Joel, because he wanted to hear that speech, that banging anthem for Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio. That's about it from us. We'll be back on Monday with a special guest, Hollywood guest, off of the number one film. What's it called?
Be me before you, something.
Anyway, Sam Claflin will join us on Monday. We'll be back then. Yasmin, Star Trek II Wrath of Khan, is with you next. Hello, Yasmin.
Hello, I've actually changed my name by deed poll since you started calling me.
I'm very happy to hear that. I can't tell you how happy that makes me.
It's good to see you.
And you.
It's
Are
been
you
a
well?
While. Yes.
Yes, it has. I was away.
Yeah, doing holidaying kind of.
Well, work, but yeah, fine. Yeah. Good. We've got literally no time to talk about what's coming on the show, so if you can do it in four words.
MS Cure? Question mark.
Yes.
Clowns?
Good.
Scary?
Strong.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Ali Memorial?
Yes.
And music review.
Fine. Yasmin, Khan with you next on Talk Radio. We'll see you on Monday.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.